about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
So, Robin, what's it to do for fun around here anyway?
This town isn't real big on fun.
Hmm.
Well, there is one place that's open.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Why are you keep making fun of Beer Mug? Beer Mug is like the best thing on radio. Why are you trying to take away my one chance to actually hear somebody die on the radio? I mean, he's going to die any day now, right?
I can't fire him. We work for the government, and he's B-L-A-C-K.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know. Oh, my God. I'm so... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah! That's hot.
And now...
You guys like factoids? Check this out. 1 in 4 Americans has an STD. Chlamydia, herpes, garden variety, genital swelling.
That's quite enough, Lemon.
Rectal fissures.
Our feature presentation.
I'd like to say we don't like factoids first. She didn't give us a chance to answer.
That's good information right there. Come on.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin.
Weird Al!
Brand new Kevin Abin Show.
Weird Al!
It's Wednesday.
It's Weird Al Wednesday is what it is.
Those of you who don't know, Bean... thinks that Weird Al is the best human being ever, including Jesus.
No, Bean doesn't think that. Bean just reports that.
Okay.
Bean knows that that is true, as does the rest of the world.
Obsessed with Weird Al.
Because Weird Al is the best. How could you not be obsessed with the best human ever? You have to be obsessed with the best human ever. He's the best human ever.
No, I mean, Gandhi?
Better than Gandhi.
Because Gandhi didn't write Eat It?
Gandhi did not write Eat It. Exactly. How do we skip past all the BS in the 6 and 7 and 8 o'clock hour to get to Weird Al at 9?
It was too much to skip over. I'm excited about the rest of the show.
I don't care about the rest of the show.
You haven't heard Brad Williams' interviews with the Lakers and the Galaxy.
Does he interview Weird Al?
No.
Then I'm not interested.
We're going to do that.
All right. Before we talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, here's a story and a show that I think we're all going to love very much. It is... Guess what channel it's on if it's our new
TLC.
Favorite TLC.
Yes, TLC.
Yes.
Which, as we have learned, class stands for?
The Freak Show Network.
The Freak Show Network.
Okay.
Extreme Cheapskates.
Oh, that's you.
It's not me at all. It's not me even a little bit. Victoria Hunt is who it is. She is 51 years old from Columbia, Ohio. She's 51, by the way, already has been retired for 3 years from her job as an accountant because she's a self-made millionaire. She's on Extreme Cheapskates because she is so cheap that she urinates in bottles, then empties it into her garden, a move she estimates shaves a couple of dollars off of her monthly water bill. I'm also an avid gardener, she says, and I read that urine is a component for a compost. She at one time was poor. She was a single mother living in a trailer park receiving government assistance, and she wanted to make sure she was never going to be poor again, so she worked really hard, built herself up a career, and now, as I mentioned, she's wealthy and retired. But around 28, she said, I vowed I was going to change my ways, and I decided to start saving money wherever I can. She meticulously tracks every penny she spends on a giant spreadsheet. She does flush number 2, in case you're wondering, by the way.
I was.
Yes.
Thank you.
She does flush and go to regular toilets when she's out in public because she doesn't care if other people have to pay for the water.
Sure.
She puts her freezer on a timer so that it only runs 12 hours a day rather than all the time.
Really?
With the doors closed, I guess the
cold stays cold enough.
Huh.
She only showers at her gym to save electricity and water. She is also a dumpster diver and forages for food, sometimes even in the front yard. She has found out that almost everything in your lawn that is a weed is edible. So she picks her own dandelion roots and makes her own herbal tea instead of paying for it at the supermarket. I mean, just everywhere she can find to be thrifty, she is.
Wow, instead of having a family?
She has a boyfriend.
She doesn't have a boyfriend.
She had kids.
She did.
Said she was a single mom.
Yes, she sure did. She said, while all my peers were buying bigger houses, there I was with my 16-year-old Corolla with broken windows. People were making fun of me. I felt like a black sheep, but it was right for me. She does have a boyfriend, by the way, who does not have a job, but he does hunt for food. He goes out and kills deer that they eat.
Well, that is handy.
Wow.
She spends her days gathering in dumpsters, by the way. When we find nickels and dimes, it's a little joy. She also often finds boxes of fresh pastries and cakes. It's really my hobby, so when I find something, the joy is perfect.
So she retired so she could spend more time in dumpsters.
Yes.
When she could actually just work.
Yes.
What about the negative
and
side?
And never have to dive a dumpster.
Because she's not telling us the negative side of the dumpster diving. I mean, that's got to be huge.
The other stuff you find?
Yeah.
Meaning that you...
Like the hand?
You come across a lot of stuff that you don't want to take home, and it blows.
I mean, look.
We need to talk to dumpster divers at some point, because we had an intern that did that.
Yes. And we had the guy on yesterday who was talking about hoarders and talking about the mental, you know, the mental illness that is hoarding. And she probably just, it would drive her crazy to know that there might be something good in that dumpster and not get in there and find
it. Yeah.
You know
that,
what I mean?
I think that does. She is into the mental illness.
There's
area.
Food in there that I could eat for free. How can I not get in there?
It's hard to say it, though, because she's a millionaire.
Yes. And obviously smart enough to work hard and build a business. And
but do you guess she's at all enjoying being a millionaire? I mean, it doesn't sound like she goes out and spends a ton of money on anything.
She doesn't see any movies. She must not.
Right. That's what I'm saying. She has no life. Maybe, what good is it to be a millionaire if you don't use it at all?
Maybe her joy is knowing she doesn't have to, knowing that she's set for the rest of her life and she doesn't have to worry about
that. Of course, the way she lives, she could have $50,000 in the bank and she's set for the rest of her life.
Yes, that's true.
Not going to spend a penny of it.
Right. Well, Extreme Cheapskates is going to be the show.
Love it.
And
I want to see that show.
It will be nice to catch up with our old producer friend Frank Murphy, because I'm sure
he's probably
going to be on that episode. But way to go, TLC, once again.
You nice bring it. Done. The freaks. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Well, it looks like he's a little disoriented or something. It's always possible God could be on something.
No, that's possible. Maggie Grace will be on the show today.
Oh, I love Maggie Grace so much.
Talking about Taken 2.
Who would take anyone from Liam Neeson's family after what happened in the first movie?
Well, maybe they didn't see the first movie.
Ah. That's good. That's a good first question.
We also have Adam Carolla this week in Rage.
Yeah.
We have Jay Moore, comedian Jay Moore in our studios.
Wow.
Very excited about that. Jay Moore's, yeah. And Brad Williams is here. Our little comedian friend is here. And he went to Media Day yesterday for the Lakers and the Galaxy. They're changing TV networks, and so they had a Media Day, and you could interview a bunch of different people.
No more Lakers for free on Channel 9, right?
I believe that's true.
That's over.
I believe that's
true. Wow. Sad time.
So he got a lot of interviews. He interviewed Magic. He interviewed Pau Gasol. I mean, he interviewed a bunch of people. David Beckham. So we got that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. He's here and he's going to come in and we're going to play those interviews.
I'm not trying to be unkind, but can he hold the microphone high enough for somebody like Magic Johnson to speak into it?
He holds the microphone as high as he can, and then Magic Johnson has to double over and almost touch his head to the ground to talk to him.
Yes.
Yes. It's there are some very fantastic pictures that we're going to tweet out today.
Can't wait. Of
him interviewing guys like Magic and Pau Gasol and stuff like that.
How about the 9 o'clock hour? What's
and
going on?
And we have
the
your tickets for our breakfast with the Black Keys.
Oh, that sounds good. But so anything else coming up on the show later on today?
We're going to take a break. We'll come
what
back
about at nine
with the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman after this.
Ralph looks terrible, man. I mean, he really looks bad. He looks sick.
He's gotten smaller.
He has gotten so small. Ralph, what happened?
I shrank, and I'm suddenly more awesome.
Wait, it's Brad Williams in for Ralph Garman today with the Showbiz Beat, ladies and gentlemen. On Twitter, at FunnyBrad. See him on stage at the Lovitz Theater Thursday night, October 11th, Friday the 12th, and Saturday the 13th. Tickets from thelovitz.com. How are you, Brad?
I'm great, because it was about 11:30, 12 o'clock, midnight last night.
All right.
Producer Dave calls me up. Oh, Ralph is sick. He's sick? Yeah, he's sick. You have to come in and do the Showbiz Beat.
Well, I'm so glad you did. It's great to see you, man.
Yeah, and I needed this because I did a show last night. I made a heckler cry.
All right.
Really?
Yeah, he cried.
Not a guy.
A guy.
Nice.
I was doing a show at my alma mater, USC, and this guy heckled, and I started talking about how he probably doesn't get laid. He's probably a virgin, and how ugly he is, and yada yada yada, and just got the whole crowd just on him, just making fun of him too. And he came up to me afterward. He's like, "Everything you said was true."
Oh, no,
you were saying the worst things you could think,
and it was true.
And it was true.
And he's like, "Are you going to apologize to him?" I'm like, "No, you heckled me.
Right?
I can't be held responsible for what I say when someone heckles me.
I'm on stage, and you're heckling. That's on you."
Yeah, and come on, you're a Trojan. Trojans don't cry.
Well, that one does.
Fight on.
He got schooled by a dwarf.
I know.
That's gotta hurt.
Yeah, at age 24 too. So now it's like it's over for him.
Yeah,
it's done.
Yeah, you know he'll have nightmares for the rest of his life. It's now it's the worst thing in his life. It's even worse than being a virgin now.
Yeah,
what happened to you?
I love it.
Every time he sees any dwarf-related commercial, like Christmas time when the elves come out, he's just gonna be sobbing.
He's gonna start bawling.
Love it.
Well, thank you very much for short night's sleep coming in and filling in for Ralph
today. Why
isn't
that got to be short, Bean? Come on.
Hey, what's this world's greatest feud? Is this a thing? Is this real?
Yeah.
Tell us.
This just happened. American Idol auditions yesterday. Nicki Minaj cursed out Mariah Carey.
All right. On.
It is on.
Wow.
Love it.
Yeah, it's ready to go. And I tried to bring in some audio of, because TMZ.com has a clip, and I was trying to go to Omar to try to get some audio of the fight. You cannot understand what Nicki Minaj is saying.
Really? At all?
It just sounds like if you sped up the Peanuts teacher
right.
by like 90, so instead of wah-wah, oh, here's... Like, it's like pixies going at it. It's like pixies having sex.
Hey, half of my fear of even her being a judge on that show is that it's no fun to listen to her talk.
No, it's not. And you hear this in this audio, and she's got pink hair. Looks like she's got cotton candy on her head.
Is it possible that no one understood what she said?
I don't think they
have a transcript.
Oh, they do.
They do.
TMZ has a transcript. I do know this. If you were hoping for divas to collide... It's happening because
it.
At one point Nicki Minaj says something about Mariah Carey saying, I'm not going to sit here and let her highness do that and do this. I mean,
wow.
It's really like it's down and dirty now.
It's a diva war.
I love it.
They suspended production, sent everybody home and told them to cool down. Come back tomorrow kind of deal.
I hope they start slapping each other with hair extensions.
Here we go. It's on. Race war!
I don't think.
Race war's on, everybody!
It has anything.
It's going down! It's going down!
I don't think it
race
has
war.
Anything.
Come on! Race war!
I just can't believe this even happened. Oh my goodness.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. I hate Mariah. So, this season of American Idol, I may tune in now.
Love it.
I've never watched one season.
This might be what they need.
I may tune in for this. Yeah, they needed something. I mean, they got all the judges leaving, something to freshen it up. Yeah. Let's go. Make it happen. Chris Cornell, man who is a friend of the friend of the station here, his maid is suing him.
Why?
The maid claims that Chris Cornell's wife, Vicky, sent her home and then called her at home, told her to come back to do more work. The maid said she wouldn't, and then Vicky verbally abused her, and then... She claimed that she never got paid overtime. She didn't get lunches. Hmm. So she's suing Chris Cornell. And who knows if this thing has legs? Who knows if it's true? Who knows if it's just someone trying to go for a cash grab? I think that Chris Cornell should just take a page out of Arnold Schwarzenegger's book.
Put a baby in her?
Yeah.
Don't you know if you want to shut up the maid? Yeah, you got to penetrate her black hole son, you know? Yeah.
So, I don't know, Chris. Maybe take some advice from the governor on that one.
I'm not sure at this point she's going to be open to that, but...
Well, maybe that's what he's trying to do, get her open to that. You know
Chris Cornell's pretty dreamy, though. I have a feeling he could pretty much talk anyone into anything.
And how old is he? 50-something?
Doesn't matter. He never ages.
Look at him.
He found the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
He's good people.
Is he another one of those heroin guys?
I think so, yeah.
Because usually heroin, we've discovered, is the secret to eternal youth.
It truly is.
For
if
whatever
you survive,
reason.
Yeah. You look so good.
If you survive, you look good when you get old.
It's weird, isn't it? Look at Dave Navarro. Same thing. Like, how is he that good looking after everything he's put his body through?
Heroin. That is the secret. Screw you, oil of Olay. Start putting heroin in your products. Oh, boy. And I believe it is official. I believe they finally made it official. The hosts of the X Factor this year will be Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez.
Wow.
Yawns. Yawns all around.
Really? Wow. What terrible choices.
Terrible choices.
Wow.
I mean, A, Khloe Kardashian, what does she know about music? I don't know. What does she know about hosting?
Zero on all accounts.
Oh. And how much money are they going to have to spend to reinforce that stage?
That's a good point.
I mean, that's a lot in the budget.
And Mario Lopez, by the way, obviously a competent host. He's been hosting on television for 15 years, but could he be more boring? Could he have less interesting things to say than he
just
does?
He's so bland.
He's a haircut.
He's a haircut.
He makes Seacrest look exciting, Mario Lopez. He really does.
He's in the realm of Seacrest.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, that's probably why they put him on Extra, because they know he's not going to offend anybody. They know he's not going to say anything crazy. And I don't know. All I know is, where was Psycho Mike? Can't he do that job?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he would have been a much better choice.
Yeah. And then you would have, like, him doing inappropriate things to the contestants, so that's fun.
And to Chloe.
And
now we're all in.
I mean, and to Chloe.
I can't. Mario Lopez, to me, is not even a celebrity, but I guess he does have a cachet of being on Saved by the Bell and everything like that. I mean, he does have fans.
Sure.
And Kardashian, I mean, obviously people follow them, so... Maybe it'll work for him. Simon's a lot smarter than I am, but it does not excite me, I'll tell you that.
I will not be tuning in. I will rather be tuning in to the two clowns fighting over on American Idol.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's make that happen. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everybody. The Reverend Al Sharpton is 58. Actor-comedian Greg Proops is 53. He's got a great podcast, by the way, called, the Smartest Man in the World.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Great podcast. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue is 50. You may have to get him on the phone today. Clive Owen is 48 years old. Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys is 41. Sean William Scott from American Pie is 36. Ashley Simpson is 28. And Gwen Stefani! Talk about people looking good for their age! Gwen Stefani is 43 today!
Yeah. What?
43!
Pay attention, ladies. Pay attention.
What does that mean?
Well,
do what she's doing.
Whatever that is.
What did she do? Did she do heroin?
She got born right.
Ah.
She got hit the DNA lottery.
She was just in here with you guys,
yes,
wasn't she?
She was.
And looked amazing?
Couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be cuter.
And brought you cookies?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ate them all.
Gwen Stefani is 43. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. And I have Pitter Patter on the show biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king of the parody songs, Weird Al Yankovic, is coming in later today.
Not yet.
Not yet. We don't
coming
have
coming in later know. Today. You see this man right over here? That is Brad Williams.
Hi, Brad Williams. How are you?
I'm so sorry I'm not Weird Al.
I'm sorry I'm not Weird Al. I'm sorry everybody's not Weird Al. Hey, Brad is in today filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat, but by coincidence, we were having him in anyway because you had yourself a big night the other day.
Yeah.
Did he have a big night the other day?
He did.
I did.
Let's talk about Time Warner Cable Regional Sports Network. It's called Sportsnet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to watch a Lakers game starting Halloween, October 31st,
you got to have Time Warner Cable.
Or you want to watch a Galaxy game.
What?
You have to
have Time Warner Cable. And they're going after the Dodgers as well, my friends.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on a second.
This is happening.
So if you don't have Time Warner Cable,
correct,
if you're watching your TV on the dish or DirecTV or Comcast,
correct,
or something like that, you out of luck?
None of the above carry it yet. Now,
nice job, Brad.
Now, wait. So
sorry.
In the article, they do say that just the Time Warner subscribers are not going to be enough to really make this thing go. So they're going to have to make deals with DirecTV and Dish and all.
All right.
But they haven't yet.
Wow.
And it's going to be an extra $3.95 a person
per
month.
Of course it is.
So a couple of nights ago, Time Warner kind of unveiled this. They had a big party and they invited a lot of stars in the worlds of soccer and basketball. And Brad, you were down there with a microphone trying to reach some of those tall men.
I was down there. I tried to bring in a stepladder, and they would not let me.
Here's the beginning, and this is how you know this is going to be a good set of interviews.
What's up, everybody? This is Brad Williams here at the Time Warner Cable Sportsnet launch party. This will be good.
All right.
Hey, I said it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's good. Now, he talks to Pau Gasol first.
By the way, I'm already better than Beer Mug.
Correct.
No question.
Well, okay. But really, I mean,
hey, you know.
That's the bar you're trying to?
As long as I'm better than Beer Mug.
Everyone's better than Beer Mug.
That's true. That's
so he
true.
Talks to Pau Gasol, who is what, 7 foot?
7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And you're what, Brad?
4 foot four.
Okay, so he's taller.
We're tweeting out some pictures at Kevin and Bean right now if you want to check those out of little Brad talking to big Pau Gasol, who bends over very, very nicely, quite a long way so that he can reach Brad.
Like a giraffe.
Yeah, exactly.
Pau, first of all. Oh, no. By the way, thank you for bending over, because I do appreciate it. I hope I don't blow out your back.
You don't.
Who's your tailor, first of all, and can I get a scrap of maybe a pant leg that I can make a suit out of?
I would mess up my entire pants if I gave you one leg, right?
Well, yeah, but then I can make an entire suit out of it. We can start like a charity, like pant legs for dwarves or something like that, make a whole new suit.
I never thought about that. Keep it in mind, though.
I know you've been only practicing for a day, but how does the chemistry feel with Dwight so far?
Feels good. We haven't even practiced yet.
All right, so there's that.
That's a beer mug question.
No, it isn't.
No, that was a real question.
That was a good question. Yeah. It's just they hadn't happened to have practiced yet.
I thought they had, but they hadn't practiced till the next day. But don't you think that would be a good charity if, like, all the NBA players just donated their suit legs to, like, dwarves?
That's fine.
They would wear shorts.
I do. I'm a little uncomfortable with the fact that you're interviewing Pau Gasol and within 30 seconds you're trying to talk him out of his clothes. I'm not sure that's the direction
well,
we want to go.
Well, he's got that Spanish lisp when he speaks, and, you know, when he speaks Espanol.
Yes.
So sexy.
All right. Here, what you need to know before you hear this is that Adam Morrison is a basketball player.
Quote, unquote.
And he's a Laker. Mm-hmm. And he didn't play a minute of any season, I don't think.
No.
And he's got two rings. So that's the joke at the end of the interview that Brad has with Dwight Howard, brand new L.A. Laker.
Dwight, down here. All right.
I'll hold it for you.
All right. Thank you, Dwight Howard. It's kind of weird being face to your crotch right now. I'm going to try to not look straight forward. This is your first big media day with the Lakers. What's the L.A. media market like as compared to the Orlando media market?
Well, it's a little bit different, you know, but, you know, I love it here. The media have been great. You know, they haven't been too harsh on me, you know, so it's pretty cool. And I'm loving it. I'm loving everything about L.A.
Now you're playing for the Lakers, which obviously has a rich tradition, a rich history. Is there a lot of pressure to follow such players as two-time NBA champion Adam Morrison?
Wow.
He ends with, wow.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't believe you just asked me that.
What a
shot that is.
Hey, you know, rich tradition. You got Adam Morrison, Mark Madsen.
Sure.
You know,
all the big names on the Lakers.
All the big names on the Lakers. Now, that's tough to follow.
You remember Dwight Howard in the dunk contest as Superman.
Right.
So Brad asked him that.
Any chance that you participate in the dunk contest this year? And if you do, can you use me as a prop?
The only way I can use you as a prop is if I put you on my back and you...
Now listen to Brad in the background. You'll hear him go, yeah! He's so excited about Dwight Howard putting him on his back.
You have like on a diaper. And
yeah.
We call it the baby dunk.
and
a binky. And I just jump up there and dunk with you on my back.
That is the greatest idea ever.
Right?
I want him to dunk you. That's what I want him to do. All right, we're out of time. I have to play one more here, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
And we'll come back with Magic Johnson and the amazing Kobe interview that you did.
Oh, nice. The ridiculous, the exclusive interview with Kobe Bryant.
One more with Dwight Howard.
By the way, your suit looks amazing. I have a hard time finding suits.
Well, I think if you go to Baby Gap and Jamboree, you'll find a lot of great suits for you. So maybe one day I can carry you to Jamboree and Baby Gap and get you some great clothes, and then we can come back. You know, and then you can style it up. You can be the freshest, you know, media guy here.
I don't see that happening.
You can be mini Dwight.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Brad Williams is here. He has interviews with, I don't know, Magic Johnson.
Nice.
Yeah. And Kobe Bryant and Landon Donovan and a bunch more when we get back.
Apparently it is called Time Warner Cable Sports Net, and it's where you're going to be seeing Lakers games now, along with Galaxy games. And Kevin, you're saying they're trying to get the Dodgers, too. So
yep.
They're gonna have
forget the Sparks.
The Sparks is well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Our friend
ratings juggernaut.
Brad Williams is in studio with us right now. A couple of nights ago, he was out at this launch party and talking to lots of stars. Who have we heard so far? We heard Dwight Howard so far?
Dwight Howard,
Pau Gasol.
Yep. Yeah, the two tallest men on the planet.
Big Game James comes walking up.
James Worthy.
This is quite an interview that Brad did with him.
Big Game
What's
James.
Up, Chief? How you doing, baby?
Wonderful.
What's the word?
First of all, it is an honor and privilege to be interviewing Big Game James Worthy. I had the question in my head. Oh, right. Crap. Sorry. This is my first time.
So you were saying you're not beer mug, but apparently you are.
I cannot defend that.
I would like to suggest that position on this show is taken. I'm the forget the question guy. Don't come in and try and steal my place.
I'm sorry, man, but I was just there, and it's James Worthy, and I'm a lifelong Laker fan, and I just it was like talking to a hot girl.
All right, now Brad, who's 4'4", is having a hard time interviewing the NBA players, so he's very happy to see relatively short Landon Donovan from the LA Galaxy come by.
We better get some soccer players in here soon, because my neck is killing me interviewing these basketball players. Whew!
Man, you got some time for Kevin and Bean?
Maybe.
First of all, don't worry. The restraining order with Kevin went through, and he's not going to be stalking you for another few years.
How dare
but,
you?
But I wanted to ask you, how do the soccer hooligans of the LA Galaxy compete with those overseas?
They're not as crazy, but they certainly have their moments. They're very passionate, which is good, but they do it respectfully, so we like that.
Welcome to my world with being next to the basketball players.
That's how I feel. No, Paul walked in, and I'm just like, I hope we're sitting in these interviews.
Right. Face to crotch isn't too fun, is it?
Not too fun.
All right.
Face to crotch.
Face to crotch.
Now, well, sometimes very fun, but you know, whatever.
I'm not sure what happened here, but somehow David Beckham comes up and talks to Brad.
David Beckham!
Dude.
Yeah!
Because the Galaxy are going to be on this this network as well, which means that I no longer have to watch them being on Channel 56. Not a joke.
Well, can you get this new Time Warner cable?
No, I think I have Time Warner. But,
oh, okay. So you're good.
Well, with these interviews, a lot of them stopped for me. I don't think no one wanted to be photographed saying no to a midget.
Of course. So David Beckham walks up. Wow. Now, I don't know how Beckham gets the microphone, and Brad somehow moves 100 feet away.
What?
But we can hear David Beckham perfectly fine. Listen to Brad.
How you doing, David? First of all, honor and privilege to meet you.
Thanks, man. And you?
Is he holding the mic up to his mouth or something, and it's 4 feet away from yours?
Yeah, at least 4 feet.
He had I don't know if it was the publicist, if it was an assistant, but the assistant looked at me and just grabbed the microphone like he was helping out like a Make-A-Wish kid or something.
You get that a lot.
Just like, let's see, you got 4'4". I'm like, dude, Dwight Howard didn't have to do that. You don't need a microphone handler.
So here's Brad.
Thanks, man. And you?
Now I've been in America for a few years, comparing American football to real football.
I like the way you said that.
Of course, because you're right here.
Yeah, I knew that.
So you can hear Beckham. You can hear that he's liking what Brad's saying, which is, how do you compare American football with real football? Which, of course, is a suck-up question, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
For David Beckham. But then he goes on.
I know you hear this a lot. You're an incredibly good-looking man, and I'm fully heterosexual, but I'm having thoughts. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you very much. It's always nice to be lunch.
So he's coming on to David Beckham, and David Beckham.
And who wouldn't?
Beckham's enjoying it, too.
And by the way, however good-looking you think David Beckham is,
yeah, ridiculous.
In real life, it is unbelievable how good looking he is.
It's just stupid. You look at some women, you look at some men, and you just go, look, my sexual preference doesn't play into this. They're amazing looking.
It's not even gay. It would not be gay to hook up with David Beckham.
It would be gay to hook up with him.
He's that pretty.
Nope.
Magic Johnson.
Come on.
Magic
Talking
Johnson.
To little.
Come on with the come on.
Brad Williams, here we go.
All right. Philanthropist, Hall of Fame basketball player, baseball owner, brought businesses to the inner city. How does it feel to be the world's greatest human being?
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for that. that's tough, but let me say that I enjoy what I do. I love helping people. I love being the Dodger owner. I love, you know, representing also, you know, the Laker organization as a former Laker. And so it's just great. I wouldn't want to trade it for anything in the world.
For the Olympics this past summer, there was a lot of talk, which dream team is better. Level with me. 92 against today. Who wins?
It's easy. Now, you already know what my answer is.
Of course.
It's 92, but Kobe will tell you his team, but I'll tell you that it's my team.
Yeah, it's his team. It's 92, no hands down.
Because, they had the inside presence. They had Ewing. They had David Robinson. They had Charles Barkley, Larry Bird. It's an unbelievable team.
So now Brad asks Magic about what it's going to be like for the Lakers now that they have such an all-star team and everybody's going to be shooting for him. And then you have to listen to this. At the end of it, Kobe walks by and steals Magic from Brad.
Yeah.
Like Magic is talking to Brad.
And are you going to come at the little man like that?
How are you going to steal Magic Johnson from me?
And then Kobe walks by and Magic immediately turns around and hugs Kobe and walks away.
Yep.
It's awesome.
You've been a part of many teams that the whole league had your number. You guys always saw the best game from whoever you were playing that night. How do you tell these guys that you're going to get the best from every team every night? How do you stay motivated in that situation?
When they made these two trades, Steve Nash and Dwight Howard, they knew that was coming. I mean, they set themselves up because everybody wants to beat them now. But that's what you want. You want that target on your back. And so we used to love it, and I'm sure they do too.
Here comes Kobe right now.
Kobe just embraced Magic. Kobe Bryant just walked up and took Magic away. Apparently, Kobe's good at steals. I guess my interview with Magic is over.
Bye, Magic.
Really? He made a midget cry.
He could see Kobe any day of the week. When is he going to get an opportunity to talk to a midget?
He had enough of you, let's be honest. And then Brad Williams finally with Kobe Bryant.
Okay, here comes Kobe Bryant. Here comes Kobe Bryant.
Kobe.
Wow. The one time Kobe passed.
How dare you, sir?
Maggie Grace on the program today talking about Taken 2. Also, more tickets for the Breakfast with the Black Keys. The final pair, Adam Carolla on the show. Jay Moore coming up right after the top of the hour. And right now, our friend Brad Williams is in for Ralph Garman and the Showbiz Beat. Brad is going to be on stage at the Lovitz doing his hilarious comedy on the 11th of October through the 13th. Tickets on sale now at thelovitz.com. Just $20. Of course, the podcast about last night. You can get through iTunes or the GoCast Network. What's going on, Brad?
Well, let's get to Showbiz News and talk about why Sofia Vergara is so awesome.
I think it's fairly obvious why she's so awesome.
Well, and that's why, because she realizes that. She said in an interview recently, "Let's be real. I'm on TV because of my breasts."
All right.
Obviously.
She said, "My breasts have opened doors for me," which to me I say, they can open doors too?
Is there nothing her boobs can't do?
Holy crap. Sounds like something Billy Mays would sell. Like, "Billy Mays here. Do you have trouble opening doors? We have Sofia Vergara's boobs.
Boobies.
They've opened tons of doors." She said, "Let's face it, I'm not on TV for my intelligence."
Wow, at least she's being honest.
I love that about her. Total self-realization. Some people would say, "Oh, she's being egotistical." No, she's being a realist. She knows. And when talking about her body, she says, "I want to show this off while I still have it."
Greed?
Yes. And she said that, "I already know that eventually I'm going to get a breast lift."
So, okay, planning ahead.
Agreed. Planning ahead. Looking forward to this little maintenance.
We're all on board.
I like that. Sophia, we all approve.
I want to squeeze them.
Don't we all? Sad news. Dave Grohl has announced recently that the Foo Fighters are going to take a break.
That's no bueno.
By the way,
that's
there's an awful lot of coverage about this. Isn't this just what every band does between albums? Isn't this just, well, we've put out a record and we toured the world and now we're tired and now we're going to go off and do other things and we'll get back together at some later date? He's not saying the band is over.
No, and he's and
just
he
we're going
specified
on a hiatus.
That.
That's what you do.
Yeah, so they're going on break, which makes sense. With the last album, they toured.
Yeah, a couple of years.
Like 2 years straight, and not just arenas. Didn't they do like people's garages too?
They did everything.
They did
all the
way
up to Wembley Stadium, and they played the smallest to the biggest venues. There's no place they didn't play.
Yeah.
But if people hear we're going to take a break, and they go, "Oh, no, they're breaking up."
Right.
And then that just goes crazy.
No. I mean, I think we've all seen the Foo Fighters live. Does any band look like they have more fun playing live than the Foo Fighters?
No.
They all just look Dave Grohl loves being a rock star. And I love that. He's not one of those guys that's depressed on stage, it's, you know, talks about some other
stuff. No, he has the best job in the world, and he knows it, and he appreciates it. And you know what? This just means he'll go off and make another them Crooked Vultures record or whatever he's into doing.
He'll do something.
And he'll be fine.
And then they'll come back with the Foo Fighters, I'm sure, in a few years. So to stars we love, to stars we don't really care about. Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey.
I don't care about either of them, but I love that they're fighting.
Yeah! Cat fight!
Love that.
Cat fight! I'm fine with that. And at the American Idol auditions Tuesday in North Carolina, Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey got in a little verbal tussle. And Nicki, I'm going to bring back tussle.
Good.
I like it.
Good luck with that.
I'm gonna make this work. Nicki Minaj cursed out Mariah Carey, saying, you can hear it on a tape at TMZ.com. She says, "I'm going to knock you out."
Oh, please, God, make that happen.
"And I'm not putting up with her effing highness," referring to Mariah Carey being a little diva.
I would pick Nicki Minaj in a fight any day.
Oh, well, she'll take her down.
She's a lot younger. She looks a lot stronger, too. I do have some audio from the fight, by the way, from American Idol set, if you guys haven't heard this.
I didn't realize they did all this already.
Yeah, no kidding.
When does that episode air?
Wow.
No kidding. Your kung fu is better than mine. Let's get right to celebrity birthdays, everybody.
Reverend Al Sharpton is 58.
By the way, he's one of those guys who looked better fat. Am I right?
Yeah.
Agreed.
Does he look terrible as a thin dude?
When I read that he was 58, I thought he was 75.
Yeah, it has aged him.
I think his hair needs to be thinner, too, not just his body.
I think he's 58 and his hair is about 25.
Could be.
Great comedian Greg Proops is 53 today. Tommy Lee, drummer of Motley Crue. Yeah. All right. He's 50 years old today.
Go for it.
Actor Clive Owen from Killer Elite and Closer and many other great movies is 48 years old today. Kevin Richardson and the Backstreet Boys is 41. Nev Campbell, Party 5, Scream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She is 39 years old today. Sean William Scott from American Pie is 36. Ashley Simpson is 28. And speaking of, like, Sofia Vergara looking good for her age, how about Gwen Stefani?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Gwen Stefani. You are 43 and looking great. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter patter on the show, Bill.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Vin Scully is here. Vin, your thoughts on the game last night?
It's no longer time for Dodger baseball.
It has to be so depressed, Jay Moore. He was so looking forward to today and being a game that might get him into the playoffs.
Let me tell you something. Don Mattingly, the McCourt divorce and the mega deal that the Dodgers made, 2 years in a row, there's been an enormous smokescreen that has taken the attention away from Don Mattingly being a terrible manager.
Is that what it is?
Really?
Last night, eat the ears on first, leads off to ninth with a base hit. Now, this is essentially your last game of the season.
And remember, the Dodgers are coming back. They're only down by a run at this point.
And right. If they win, they're in the playoffs?
No.
So
if they win, they got another day.
They still have a chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're still alive. Then they're a half game out, and they got one more game.
All right.
So, eat the ear hits a single to lead off the ninth. A.J. Ellis comes up, who's a good hitter. Not great, not bad. He's a good. And then you have your catcher bunting to move the runner over to put him in scoring position to put the tying run on second. But swing the freaking bat! It's the last game of the season.
What are you saving it for?
Swing it, dude! A full house against the Giants? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
If AJL and if Dodger Stadium's known for one thing, it's kind of known for heroics and magic. Remember that one game when Nomar and Jeff Kent, they had like five home runs and two innings to come back from super crazy deficits? You don't bunt the runner over. Then it's two strikes on A.J. Ellis. The guy gets one swing. Oh, I think that's the noise he made. But I don't want to isolate the ladies.
It is a sad way to end the season, is what
you're saying. It's no longer time for Dodger baseball. Don Manning. That was Norm McDonald.
That was Norm McDonald.
Sorry about
I'd
that.
I'd like to hear him call a game.
I didn't know Norm was in the booth.
So you got to try to hit the ball, yeah? And then there's a whole bunch of guys out there. They don't want you to hit the ball. In fact, they wear gloves. So if the ball comes to them, they catch it, and then you're out. You fail, you know. You got to fail at your job. That's okay, though. You'll try four more times to make the ball not go in the glove of that other guy, you know.
Jay Moore.
Except the guy behind you. He's got a glove. But if he catches it, you're really bad, because that means you hit the ball backwards. Oh, my God. What the H?
Jay Moore is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv Thursday through Sunday. That starts tomorrow night through Sunday. Tickets available through IrvineImprov.com. And since the last time we saw you, Jay, the Jets are not getting any better either.
Oh, my God.
You must be dying right now.
The Jets are bad. Let me break it down for you, Bean.
Please.
The Jets are real bad.
Is that breaking it down?
Oh, my God. Kevin, let me finish.
No, sorry. My bad.
Tim Tebow, what are you going to do? You're going to put him in a quarterback? Then what? Media firestorm for Timmy Tebow. Oh, is that your Lord and Savior back? It's Tim Tebow, Kevin. Tim Tebow. Rex Ryan is an absentee landlord, Bean. Every team I like sucks. What do you want me to tell you?
I spent the day at a friend's house who
like
are huge Jets fans. Just wear Jets everything, same hat, same shirt, every game.
34-0.
34-0. And I told him before, what just happened?
My chair just fell apart.
You
sorry.
Almost fell over.
Bean almost fell over right there just a second ago. And I told him that they were going to get beat because, look, you're not going to...
They're not good.
They're not
good. The players aren't good.
There's that.
If you take the
but 34 to nothing.
If you take the Jets players and put them in any other uniform with any other coach, it's a 9-7 team tops. The linebackers are bad. You keep drafting defensive linemen. You can only play three at a time.
Right. How many do you need?
It's a 3-4 defense.
Why do you have 30 of them?
You've drafted three in the last 2 years, and you already got three with their knuckles down in the ground, breathing out of their mouth anyway. Yeah. I have so much to get
do
to.
You
First
like,
of all, okay, Brad Williams was here doing the guy that's got my title.
He
the April Foolishness belt. He has my belt.
Oh, I wasn't aware there was a belt that you win. Okay.
Yeah, well, it may be figurative.
I see.
But that clown has my title. And you know what?
That's really in your craw that he was so good at April Foolishness, isn't it?
No, not at all.
Oh.
But it's in my craw that I let myself not hand in a B+.
Okay.
Okay. Right. It wasn't my best fight.
Now, here's the thing, though, is that none of us were judging who has the belt. You're the only one.
Trust me.
Came out and said,
there's no way every comic there doesn't do the same thing.
Oh,
except for Eddie Izzard, because he has more money than all of us. But we all go, holy smokes. Like, somebody took, that was the set of the night.
Okay. Well, if you had been better, we would be inviting you back to April Fool's. But I'm
sorry, that was your time to play. Oh, he was there mouthing off to Brad about what this year, how he's going to take the belt back.
Look, that's right.
It's no longer going to be Brad's belt.
No, it's not. It's going to be this is like two heavyweights that like each other, and we're going 15 rounds. It's going to be 15 rounds.
Let's put you both on stage at the same time. Then we'll go Jay, then we'll go Brad. Then we'll go Jay, then we'll go Brad.
All right.
You don't care.
I don't care what format you put it in. I'm napalming the village.
I like that you're sweating this 6 months out.
Do I look like I'm sweating it?
Well, you look like you've given it a lot of thought. That's what I'm saying.
I'm ready to go.
He's ready to go right now. You do have the height advantage.
We'll do it in the hallway. You got that.
You're going to sell it right now.
It's amazing that you would work in an actual height joke. I mean, Brad does it enough.
He does.
Right. You know, let Brad have the height jokes.
Hey,
Brad doesn't need any help.
Don't yell at me. I'm not playing. I'm not in this, okay?
You just took a swat. You just put across. You just took a shot across Brad's bow.
No, I'm not at all. Look.
You just did.
I
heard
say
you.
That's true.
I love both of you guys, and hey, I want
you
the
both
height
to
advantage.
Be happy.
Like, now Brad's in the back, single tier. Like, oh, my God. Is that all I am to Bean? Is a short punchline, a money in the bank, a riff gun, that one bullet in his riff gun? Well, you know, Brad, pound for pound, probably.
Pound for pound, funniest guy working today.
The debates are today, right?
Yes. Tonight.
I think it's going to be good. I think Obama should only just be like, you know how we do it. Like, don't even try.
That's just all he says to everyone.
Make it rain. Just take out the singles and make it rain. What's up? You know how we do it.
That would be the best.
This is how we do it.
That would be the best.
And then when he goes, you know, when Romney goes, you know, 4 years ago, Obama go, that's when I was a lowercase g. I'm riding spinners. Like, look, we all know who we're voting for. No one's going to watch these debates and go, you know what? I didn't even know that. I'm glad they swung me over to the right side.
Jay,
and to the left side.
It's dead even in the national polls right now.
It's not dead even.
It is dead even.
It's a white guy versus – it's a Mormon versus a black guy, or as they call it in the South, hell on earth. I was just in the South, and they're walking around going, well, I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney. At least, you know, he's a moron, but he admits he's a moron. And I saw a newspaper article. They were asking, well, how is him being a moron going to negatively affect his campaign?
And they think they're saying Mormon.
And he gives a lot of money to his moron church. And you go, no, not moron, Mormon. Well, what now? A Mormon. Is that like a Jew? No.
You've spent a lot of time in the South.
It's the Church of Jesus Christ. That's good enough for me right now. We're not talking about the color fellow right now? No, the white guy. The white guy, Jesus. All right, I'm good. Next.
Jay Moore is here. Irvine Improv, Thursday through Sunday. Get your tickets at irvineimprov.com. More after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Adam Carolla, next hour here on the show. Also, actress Maggie Grace from Taken 2 is going to be joining us. And?
Two things I've never heard of, Maggie Grace or Taken 2.
She's a hot blonde chick from Lost.
If you like girls, sure. What do I know from Maggie Grace?
And in the 9 o'clock hour today, the greatest human in the history of the world ever, my personal Jesus, Weird Al Yankovic, will be here today. Weird Al, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Jay Moores.
Yes, sir.
Jay is on stage at the Irvine Improv this week, Thursday through Sunday. Tickets available through irvineimprov.com.
Let's cut right to it, though. Which night do you get the
Thursday
door?
And Sunday.
But Thursday and Sunday.
Tomorrow night, I'll do a big meet and greet. We'll all hang out.
Okay.
Let's do a Kevin and Bean party. And I always say this to comics, like Brad and I will talk about it and stuff, and anybody that will listen, I always tell comics, the most important night of your whole setup is Thursday because it's the only night people can go to work the next day
and spread the word.
Ah.
They go to Friday and they're like, well, oh my God, we had the best time last night.
Brilliant.
And, you know, every other time, every other night, they just go.
They go home and they tell their pillow. Yeah.
Wash
their
car in the driveway.
All right. Here's the question I have for you, Jay Moore, that we were talking about before you came in.
Yes.
You're watching Brittany and Abby on TLC, the conjoined twins.
Oh, the two-headed monster?
Yeah, the chick with two heads, right.
They're on the softball team. You got to bat them real far apart in the lineup. God forbid one's on second and the other one's up. What do you do, split them? King Solomon here?
We were discussing their sex life.
They freak me out.
Look, they share the body from the chest down, essentially.
They share a vagina, yeah.
Yeah, they got the sharing a vagina. So,
my wife!
So basically, if one of them meets a guy, falls in love, wants to have sex or whatever, the other one is having sex with that guy, whether she wants to or not. Okay?
Or as the guy calls it, awesome.
Right.
They're cute kids.
Considering it's a chick with two heads, it's not bad looking chicks, but.
All right, you got to isolate that. Considering it's a chick with two heads, it's not a bad looking chick.
So Kevin thinks.
It's not a bad looking chick, honey. Hey, gay. The two of you now. Sit down.
So Kevin thinks, and I think he's crazy. Why don't you tell him? I don't want to misconstrue your position.
I think they're going to be virgins till death because. It's too weird. You got another person there, and they
but
don't want to have
their whole
sex.
Life. They're used to that.
But
they
that person
everything
doesn't
together.
Want to have
no
sex.
No way,
with
Jose.
The same person.
They used to talk like Valley Girls when they're on like Maury Povich. They're like, "No way, Jose." And now they've settled into like a quote normal way of being. I would guess they'll die virgins.
No,
thank you.
They're totally gonna have sex. Why wouldn't they?
Because one of them doesn't want to have sex with that guy.
But look, what if? Here, all right, Bean. Let me break it down.
For you. Please do.
Anytime you've ever hit on a girl, and play along.
Okay.
Anytime. And Thursday night is really when you want to come see me at the Irvine Improv. Anytime you've ever hit on a girl, the out is, I can't. I got my fat girlfriend with me.
Right.
Now, with these two girls, the two-headed monster, the orange Bugs Bunny monster with Converse sneakers on, with two heads, they have a built-in, I brought my fat girlfriend with me, and it's attached to me at the neck.
Right.
So there's a built-in C block at all times. Like you're like making out with one, the other one's like, oh my God, look. Okay. Gossip Girl reruns.
I understand where you're coming from, but put yourself.
Or, wait, hold on.
Yes.
Or you're assuming a man is going to have sex with a two-headed monster.
I would. Are you kidding?
First of all, two hands, two mouths. Second of all, look, you're put yourself in. Put
Wait,
yourself,
hold on. Are you joking? You
would. No. What do you mean I'm joking?
You would.
It's a two-headed monster.
My point. Come on.
I've never seen that fetish at the wall at the dirty video store. It's like, old men.
You got the chance. You say no.
I can't even think of fetish porn. I'm so out of it.
You're putting yourself. You're speaking from a person who's not in their world. They've had to do everything together. They poop at the same time.
Right,
they eat at the same time. They shot
right there too.
Because you can't say it.
I'll never say it again. I thought I'd get away with it because it wasn't attached to anything.
Yeah, you could have gotten away with it, by the way.
That's questionable, but go ahead.
But my point is,
it's what my acupuncturist asks me about.
Yeah, I know.
In their world, that's normal. They just do stuff together. They'll work it
but
out.
There's a dangling participle
of a person.
Yeah, right. There's a third person.
They're still going to get horny, though. They still are. They're still women.
I'm not talking about the women. I'm talking about how many Kevins are out there that are going to be in their small town.
No,
be like, you see that monster over there?
They're not a brushing
monster,
ass.
Jay.
No,
I'm
a monster
with two heads.
That's a monster,
it's not
dude.
A monster.
That's a monster.
They're conjoined twins.
They're conjoined. They have one body, two heads. It's a freaking two-headed monster.
Let me tell you something, Jay.
About?
When I said that they would be a virgin till death, it was because of them, not because of a guy that wouldn't do it.
If you're walking in your house late at night,
yes.
You turn the corner,
yes.
And that thing with two heads is standing there, you are going to scream, wet yourself, and dive out a window.
Probably.
It's a monster.
But you're going to get
their
number.
You're not going to go, hey, two chicks.
But you'll get their number.
I'm not saying it's not an adjustment.
You're going to go, and you're going to tell, you won't even call the cops. You'll call a priest and go, you got to light some sage in here because there was a two-headed monster in my rec
Look,
room.
I'm not saying it wouldn't take you some time to warm up to or to get used to the idea.
If it's a surprise, no.
But if you,
by the way, if it's a surprise, maybe.
I like that in your world, you have surprise sex.
No, but you said,
whoa!
You said you come around the corner and there she is. That's what you. That's how you set it up.
Right, like you walk through the hallways of your school.
Do I know? Oh, okay.
I'm saying Jay Moore would do it if he were single. That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, Jay Moore would not.
I'm saying Jay Moore's a liar.
Why would I lie?
I don't know.
You tell me. I'm not lying about anything.
I'm telling you the truth. I would do that in a second.
You. God, that's,
are you kidding me? I know, but
Lisa May, would you have sex with a two-headed dude?
No,
never.
Who's the hottest? No.
What if he was really hot
in your world?
No,
but then you're
that's
sitting
like
around.
A gang thing.
But,
no.
But then you're sitting around. And everybody's telling stories about the best they ever had, and you have the closer. You just sit there and let everyone tell their freaking stories, and then at the end, you go two-headed girl. And everybody goes, you win.
That's pretty strong, Jay. You
can
gotta
only
admit.
Use one head at a time.
For bragging
how
rights,
do you
though,
know?
It's pretty strong.
Because how do you know I haven't had sex with a two-headed man?
Oops.
Woman.
Right. It's
Lisa
getting
May,
weird
who's
now.
Who's the hottest man in the world to you?
For me, it's still Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. So Brad Pitt has another head. Like, oh, what if it's Nipsey Russell and O.J. Simpson? And the man, is that what that movie was? The Man with Two Heads? What if it's those two hot guys?
Well, then probably you pass, right, Lisa?
I didn't think I would.
Well, Brad Pitt just rolls up to you.
No.
All right, we need to take another break.
JSR is at the Irvine Improv Thursday through Sunday. I hear the Tomorrow Night Show, the Thursday Night Show, is the best show. That's what I hear.
I hear JFK is going to make an appearance, a ghost. They're going to have a hologram of JFK.
Is that right?
How you guys had the Tupac hologram?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Somebody put makeup. This man looks black.
Tickets are $30. IrvineImprov.com. More with Jay after this on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is K-Rock.
Oh, my God.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes to late.
Who's being psychoanalyzed now, me or Jay?
You.
You, by far.
Because it seems to me like Jay's got his own issues,
he
by
does
the way.
Have his own issues, but Jay Moore is here. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv.
What issues? I won't have sex with a two-headed monster, and I don't know who the girl is from Lost. That you guys are like, whoa, no, what's wrong with you, dude?
It was more than that. It was, I don't ever want to hear about any other chicks that are hot because I'm married.
I didn't
That's
say I never want to hear about it. I said, I'd like to hear about it, potheads. I didn't say I didn't want to hear about it. I said to me, when you mentioned like this girl, what's her name?
Maggie Grace, who's joining
like,
us
Maggie
for about
Grace,
20 minutes.
And you ring the bell and stuff. To me, like
she's
anybody.
Hot. That's
would,
all I'm saying.
And all I'm saying is anyone that's ever had that bell, to me, is in a big giant stew of just girls that everybody thinks are hot. It just doesn't register with me.
You got to start having some stew, man. It's really good.
I have stew at home. I make right. Sex time with my wife.
My wife!
Sometimes you can yesterday get out of the house.
For, yesterday,
for
we don't need details on
really?
When,
I want to go out of my where. House. You just said on the air.
Not to have
every once
sex
in a while,
with.
I should get out of the house.
No, what I'm saying is it's okay if you know and about other kinds of food. I'm not saying you have to go out and order.
No,
it.
Let's
I'm just
not use any euphemisms. Let's use no euphemisms. Okay. You're saying it's healthy for me
right.
to walk around town and have lustful feelings for the women and go, ooh, look at this one, look at that one.
What I'm saying
and
is.
And I'm telling you.
Yes.
I don't think that's any way to run a home.
Okay.
I say once you get married and you're happily I did that once before.
I understand.
And it was a disaster
I
because I was a disgusting pig.
Right.
And it's because I was married to the wrong person.
Right. I get
and
that.
And I'm not saying I don't think other women aren't attractive.
That's all I'm
saying.
I can
look at like Emmy Lou Harris. Like she's even like 60 something.
Yeah.
I go like that's a beautiful.
How's that your first pick?
Because I'm giving you. I'm going to dial it all the way back
okay,
to like an 18 year old. You know, or a young actress. And I go, yeah, they're attractive.
Okay.
I just don't care. At all.
The difference, Jay, is that most guys who see attractive women want to have sex with them. Bean doesn't. To Bean, it's just a mental thing where he goes, she's so hot.
Okay.
If he had the chance to have sex with him, he would never do it in a million years.
This isn't about me, Jay. Here's all I'm saying is you can be happily married with your beautiful bride, and you can still enjoy seeing pictures of Kate Upton on Sports Illustrated. That's what I'm saying.
I don't take any pleasure at looking. You know what I see when I see Kate Upton in the
Tell
magazine?
Me.
I go, she's holding a bomb pop. That bomb pop looks delicious. It's so hot out. And look at
wow. that red, white, blue ice cream.
I forgot about bomb pops.
I thought we were going to talk about your introduction to Bean this morning. I thought we were going to get into that.
Yeah,
not you.
Bean, let's psychoanalyze you, first of all, with your Anna Wintour glasses.
We've got
let's
issues not, down. What's going
let's
on?
Not act like you're not the editor-in-chief of you know, Vogue.
By the way, Anna Wintour.
Did you think I really wasn't going to get that out?
It didn't sound like you had it on the tip
He's
of your tongue.
He's used to working
it's,
with
it's,
me, Jay.
It's the Colin Quinn stutter step.
Anna Wintour and Emmy Lou Harris references in the last 60 seconds from Jay Moore. Go see him on stage at the Irvine
Jay Moore, gay. What? Hayden Panettiere. Is that her name?
It's Panettiere, close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about her?
She is hot piece of ass, that one, man.
Really?
She's hot piece of ass.
All right, Jay, Bean's here today. He
Nicki
met you.
Minaj. Woo!
What happened?
Pink hair, an ass the size of a Volvo,
There is nothing hotter than a lip-syncing rear end. That is a hot one. Ding, ding. Where's the bell? No bell?
Jay Moore talks about chicks.
No bell?
Sounds like a new podcast feature for you,
Name
Jay.
Name another gal that you like.
Let's move
Name
on.
Name another gal that you like.
There's a million of
Name
them.
One.
Alison Brie.
Oh, my God.
How Let me tell you is something. She? Actress on Community.
Oh, my God.
Mad Men.
Oh, my. Amy Poehler, please.
She's very attractive.
Let me tell you something. Don't let me see that alone in a hallway with
Jay is
a
now
shovel.
Mocking. He's mocking,
he
isn't he?
He is, yeah.
So hot. Everybody's so hot, you guys. Right? Hey, guys, I'm like an exchange
You're
student.
One of us now. We don't want that.
Hey, guys, right? The chicks, you want to, I want, you like, you see them.
You exaggerate
and you're like,
now, Jay.
Oh, my God.
This isn't what I
would
was...
have sex with that person
right.
on the floor of the K-Rock studio.
I wasn't
In theory, in a pre-HR world.
I wasn't.
HR from Bad Brains, not human resources. Right.
I wasn't suggesting this is how, the only thing you should think about.
What happened when you met Bean?
I got off the couch to hug Bean, and Bean gave me, like a father that knew he touched me at one time, like an absolute cold, like I went to put my, I physically.
Did he hug you? You won it. You were excited to see him because he's not
I was sitting down on the couch. I was laying on the couch. I was in repose. I was having one of my spells.
For the pipe.
I was having one of my spells. I got up off the couch. I go, hey, buddy. And I got up to hug Bean, and Bean, Bean's got quite the reach.
He does. He's got long arms.
From about 4 feet, he instituted the, we're going to do the hug where my arm stays across my chest and my other arm taps your back awkwardly. If you could somehow picture hugging Norm MacDonald, an Ichabod Crane, and a refrigerator.
Jay, I didn't recoil in terror. I just.
No, no, no.
I was handshaking.
You didn't recoil at all.
Okay.
You just turned a hug into a super uncomfortable, I don't like to be touched by you.
Or by anyone.
There are things in my life that I obviously have intimacy issues.
No question.
You're diagnosing me based on a handshake instead of a hug. All of a
Bean,
sudden, now I have intimacy issues.
I am remarkably good at this. If you want to go down this road.
Let's go down this road.
I bet you run marathons.
I don't run marathons.
I bet you run.
I don't run
I
at
bet
all.
You have a room in your house that's
no.
all yours.
I don't do any
you're
exercise
lying.
At
you're
all.
Lying.
I don't do any.
I didn't say anything
none.
About exercising. I said there's a room in your house
no.
that's all yours. And it's the like
oh,
a nerd.
Well, that,
it's a
true.
Man
yeah,
cave for
true.
Nerds.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's where you go to get away and your wife doesn't bother you in that room. That's your time to just sit with your stuff, your Weird Al Yankovic records, and you get to play video games and
okay.
your ColecoVision Dig Dug and all your old stuff because that's a time back then, the ColecoVision and the old video
that's
games.
That's the first Dig
whoa,
Dug
whoa, whoa,
reference.
Whoa, that's the time with the comic books and the nerdy stuff back when you were maybe a preteen where you did not have to confront your sexuality yet. It was still in its infancy. And now that you are a sexually active man, it still makes you very uncomfortable. So you retreat into this room where it doesn't exist. All that exists are the characters on the screen and the little funny drawn people on the page and Sluggo and Nancy.
He has no idea how true this is.
In a world where, I'll be careful with my words, where something goes like this on the body. Can I say that?
Yes.
Where erections were just a simple, happy, fun thing and there was nothing that you had to do with it and make contact with another human being.
That
is where you regress to every time. You're home. That's what you do. That's your thing. You have intimacy issues.
Wow. That is a very savvy analysis right there.
You'd be an excellent priest back in the day that don't want to ever confront their sexuality. Well, you know what? I'll wear this collar. I never have to talk about my sexuality. No one asks me about it. No one hits on me. I'm a man of the cloth. I'm just to be respected.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Moore tells you what's wrong with you at the Irvine Improv one by one.
Being yes or no?
I'd say that's pretty close. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
That's
and
dead on.
This, you're a kind man.
Nope.
No, he's kind.
Okay. I am a kind man.
You guys work together, so it's different. But like in your community, you'd be the perfect serial killer.
How many times have we said that?
What a compliment.
Look for the
Jay.
Bodies.
What a compliment.
Are there any photos of Rosalind Carter in your living room shaking your hand? Like John Wayne Gacy. Did you ever see that photo?
No, but Jay doesn't know I have John Wayne Gacy paintings in my home, though.
Then there's something wrong with
I do have that.
He does.
He has a naked OJ painting in his bathroom.
Photograph.
That doesn't bother me.
Naked OJ photograph.
What?
Yeah.
John Wayne, a guy that murdered and raped young boys. And how about John Wayne Gacy's big trick was, hey, this is a great block party, huh? Hey, you want to go to my house and do my handcuff trick? And like every guy in the neighborhood goes, sure.
and they just walked him into the house, handcuffed him, and they're like, yeah, I don't get the trick. And then,
the trick is under the house, exactly.
The trick is
being paid money
for that. Where I'm going to stack your body like firewood, you creep.
Irvine Improv, Thursday through Sunday. Get your tickets at irvineimprov.com.
Well, I can't end on a psychoanalysis of Bean.
Well, don't go.
You hamstrung me.
Because Brad Williams is coming in with the Showbiz Beat next. Why don't you stick
around? Oh, the man that has my title?
Yes. Stick around. Showbiz Beat next on K-Rock. Brad Williams is here.
The reigning
champion.
Current champion of the world.
On April Foolishness. That's me.
Brad Bad Williams.
That's right. And let me tell you something, Jay Moore. If you think you're going to come in to April Foolishness next year and take my belt, let me tell you something, brother. You got something wrong, man. The power lies in my palm. The palm of my hand to take the microphone and make the masses laugh. That's what I got, Jay Moore. You got nothing, bro. Nothing.
Brad Williams.
There's always like the fat Samoan in the interview.
Brad Williams. Let me tell you something. Brother.
And the place goes crazy. So you're Bad Brad Williams. What's your name? I just put that on you because Chad Dawson was Bad Chad Dawson.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you do need a wrestling name.
Name.
We got time. We got time to come up with it between
for April Foolishness. We'll put it on the posters.
I like it.
I like it.
Sounds good.
Me and you, back to back.
The rumble in the not. Can't be the jungle.
No, it's the universe. It's the Gibson.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We got time to work on it.
The battle for Libsyn subscriptions at the Gibson.
Brad is here filling in for Ralph Garman on the
show. I'm the undertow. Because eventually, Brad Williams, I'm pulling you under, buddy. I'm pulling you under. You're going to be swimming along, doing your set. You'll have maybe I'll bring – who else can I dance for? It'll all be great. And then I'm going to come out, and before you know it, you're going to go, I'm in over my head. Jay Moore pulled me under.
Nothing is
that
over my head.
That son of a bitch pulled us all under. Even Tim Minchin on his piano and his crazy hair can't even follow me.
Tell you what, go see Jay this weekend. Where are you? Irvine?
Irvine Improv.
You're at Irvine, then come see me next weekend at the Lovitz and find out for yourselves who's the champion.
Brad,
who's the real champion?
Listen, brother.
Can you not eat just for a minute?
All right, here's Brad.
All right. We have time for showbiz?
Okay. I think Brad's hot.
I am hot. Have you seen my butt?
Yeah. Yes.
Black women be jealous. Woo! All right. Let's get to the big story of the day. Nicki Minaj cursed out Mariah Carey. Yeah.
Jay Moore, I should tell you, since you're a Luddite and don't follow pop culture, that they are judges on the new season of American Idol, along with Randy Jackson and Keith Urban, the country singer.
For the benefit of the court, please explain Luddite.
And the girls do not get along, apparently, and Brad is saying that they started to throw down yesterday.
Well, yeah, because you know how I know that? Because Brad just said that.
Right.
Why are you recapping plain English?
Want to put it in context.
The guy just said Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj are having a fight on the show, and you go,
sure.
I don't know if you know this, Jay.
I wasn't sure if you knew
but what
they
Brad
were.
Just said. I don't know if you speak English, but let me translate this, because, Jay, I'm sitting closer to you than you. You are to Brad. He just said that. Why are you kneecapping the guy? If Ralph was here,
I need my kneecaps.
Try to help.
That's
you wonder
all.
Why Ralph's quote sick
on the day that I'm in town.
I think that happens to be it. But yeah, video is up on TMZ.com of Nicki Minaj screaming at Mariah Carey, yelling that she was going to knock her out and that she's not putting up with her effing highness.
But they didn't say that on the show, right?
They did it on a video that was caught. Not on the show, though.
I'm hoping this is all
there is video. Whose side are you on?
There is video of it.
I'm going to go Team Minaj here.
Really?
Yes. Team Minaj.
I'm going to go Team Carrie.
Team Carrie.
She used to sweep hair at a salon, and then she actually had to sleep with the boss, Tommy Mottola, for a long time. That old guinea sweating on her.
Right.
But she earned her wing. Nicki Minaj puts on a pink wig and speaks in a fake British accent. Hit the bricks, honey. Hit the bricks, buddy. You are out.
Oh.
What movie?
No idea.
That would be Glengarry Glen Ross. That's something that happened in the last two centuries.
Okay. Thank you. Good reference.
Right. Us Weekly has a
I don't know that Jay's ever hated Dean Moore. I love this.
That's
love
fun. Dean.
Sure. Us Weekly has a story out that's kind of fascinating. It's talks about celebrity heroes.
Celebrity heroes.
Celebrities that have saved someone's life or done something that someone would consider heroic.
Sure.
Some are legit. Some are a little stretching it. Like Kate Winslet. rescued Richard Branson's 90-year-old mother. Are you belling the 90-year-old mother?
Nope.
Yes. Or Kate Winslet?
No, that was like Jay Moore doing the bells for Kate Winslet.
I'm doing all the bells. Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
So hot, bro.
She is very attractive.
When the Titanic was sinking, all I could think about was her breast in that painting, man.
Yeah.
I went back. I probably saw 12 hours of Titanic footage. I was so turned on. She was so hot, dude. She, dude. You should just rename the show, dude. That's the new Kevin and Bean slogan, dude. Dude, so hot, dude.
Perfect.
I wish that wasn't true.
So Kate Winslet's on that list, and you had T.I. T.I. actually talked a guy down from a ledge who was going to jump and commit suicide.
Wow. Yeah, because he was listening to T.I.
That's tomorrow night. I'm at the Irvine Improv.
He was going nuts. But then they put this one on the list. This one angers me. They say Gwyneth Paltrow saved a woman on 9/11.
Yes, what? That's a true story.
No, but did you read the story?
When I see those towers come down, all I think about is Gwyneth Paltrow saving a woman, man. That is so hot. No, those go up, mine. Those they go down, mine go up.
Tell the story.
So
the
hot.
Story
dude. Gwyneth? Dude.
She got Shakespeare in Love?
Dude.
Doesn't get any better, dude.
Dude, so hot. Dude, oh my dude, God. Dude. Where's the bell? Dude, so hot. Hey. I'm a gay, you animal. Hey, gangish.
So, a woman was jaywalking.
Yes.
And Gwyneth Paltrow saw her jaywalking.
Right.
Started yelling at her. They got in a verbal fight.
Don't right. jaywalk. The towers are coming down. saved my life.
Yes, and she caused the fight caused the woman to be late to work. She worked for the towers, and they're saying that she saved a life. She didn't save the life. She got in a fight with a jaywalker. Who cares?
That's the best story ever.
You can't be a hero for being a bitch, okay? Because that's what that was. That was just yelling at a jaywalker.
See, Bean, that's the part of the story that's commentary. See, yes. Brad gives you the facts. And then he writes this at home,
right?
I'm guessing at home,
yeah.
And says, hey, you know, that's not, you know, you don't get points for saving a life. That's getting
it.
Points for being a bitch.
I got it.
Like, that wasn't in the news, that
I
part.
I understood that.
Oh, okay. But let me tell you something. Anytime I jaywalk, so hot, dude.
You walk, your calves look good, son.
Every time I walk, I'm jaywalking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean, dude?
That's true, yeah.
His name's Jay.
Yeah.
Dude.
We got that.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays. The Reverend Al Sharpton.
Dude. How hot is he since he lost the weight? Got the straight down hair, dude. So hot.
You'll love this one, Jay. Greg Proops.
Nah.
Greg Proops, 53.
You know what? Personal friend. Respect, Proops.
Wow. There you go.
Smartest man in the world.
Smartest man in the world.
Literally the smartest man in the world.
Yeah. Great podcast. Drummer from Motley Crue, Tommy Lee.
Nah.
Not the smartest man in the world.
Aficionado. No. He is 50 today. And Gwen Stefani from No Doubt. Get in line.
When I turn to Peter Griffin. Gwen Stefani. Oh my God. Oh my God. If I see Gwen Stefani at the Irvine Improv, I swear to God, dude, I'm gonna have sex right on the stage, dude. Oh God.
That happened.
Oh God. Yo, she's a natural blonde, dude.
Jay Moore will be at the Irvine Improv Thursday.
I'm gonna kneecap her husband.
Friday 8 and 10, Saturday 7 and 9, and Sunday. 7 o'clock. Go see him. It's the best comedy you'll see.
Don't Sleep is about me, man. Dude, she's so hot. So hot, dude. Gay drama. Love her. Dude.
Hey, thank you, Brad Williams.
Thank you, guys. I'm Brad Williams, and I have Pitter Petter on the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm exhausted.
I know.
Jay Moore. He wears you out, doesn't he?
He's the best. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
One of the best scenes of any movie in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
You see that and you go, badass!
Yeah.
And Liam Neeson, he's got the gravitas, doesn't he?
He does. You believe it.
You believe that he can F you up. That's from the original Taken, of course. The new one is Taken 2. It opens everywhere on Friday. We could not be more excited to welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, beautiful actress Maggie Grace. Hey, Maggie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Very good.
Nice to talk to you. Taken 2, the movie that no one thought would ever be made. When the first one came out, people thought, wow, what's this? Why is Liam Neeson slumming it? And it ended up being great and a huge, huge hit. What were the expectations back before that first one came out, if you remember?
You know, we were shocked. It was definitely
definitely a fun film to make, but it was a pretty small budget, a Euro thriller, and we were just blown away when it became what it became, you know? I remember having lunch with Liam not long after and being like, what happened? Oh, my God.
People love to see him kick ass.
Yeah, it's amazing. You're right, gravitas, absolutely.
So you look, as an actress, you look at a script like that and you go, I mean, I don't know how it works. Maybe you tell me, but you go, A, I respond to this material, I think it's good. B, how much does it pay and where do I get to go? And C, maybe even further down on the list is, will anyone go see it, right?
Right, right. Well, the experience is part of the decision, but I was super excited to work with Liam, and, you know, Luc Besson definitely knows his way around this kind of movie, so felt like we were in good hands.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we shot the first one in Paris, and then we shot this past one, some in Paris, but mostly in Istanbul, which was just incredible.
Oh, tell us about Istanbul. That's one of those cities that most of us will never get the chance to go to. We only see it in the movies. What's it like? It's one of the oldest cities in the world, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And you just feel that everywhere you go. I mean, every stone you step on just feels worn down. You know, it's just beautiful and very haunting. You know, the morning there's this kind of fog mist that rolls in, and it's got a very particular light that people always talk about, which the cinematographer was always on about capturing that kind of light, you know.
What about the people there? How do they respond to you and the shooting of a movie and all that?
You know, it's funny. It's different shooting there. They're very pragmatic. They're just kind of on with their day. Like, you shoot in New York, and, you know, you're, A, going to deal with paparazzi and just kind of shenanigans, and people are like, oh, what are they shooting? Let's get in on it.
Right.
What's going on? And in Istanbul, they're like, no, I have to deliver this over there now.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
I'm not shooting a car chase and I'm going to get run over. That's what I'm doing. So, you know, the bizarre scenes are pretty bizarre. They're, you know, the crazy crowds. And, you know, when I'm leaping through the crowd, it's definitely trying to avoid real toddlers and aquariums full of leeches that they're selling and all kinds of
things. Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's like really, really, you know, a lot of bustle. So that's real. And it really lends itself to the film. It's much richer for it, you know.
Maggie, we've been doing this Kevin and Bean show for a long time, as you know, and I don't believe the words aquarium of leeches has ever been said on our air before. That is a new one.
It's pretty popular there. I saw a lot of those. I was trying to figure that out. I thought it kind of went out with the Middle Ages, but apparently they're still...
It's a big item. They sell a bunch of those?
Is it for medicinal reasons? Is it for what I think it is?
I think there's multiple, yes, reasons.
Wow. This is actress Maggie Grace on the phone. We're talking about her new film called Taken 2, which opens everywhere on Friday. You've had the opportunity to do lots of different kinds of things in the years that you've been acting. I mean, you've been in horror movies, you've been in fantasy movies. First car chase, though, right?
Yeah, first real car chase. I've driven a race car before, but I've never really driven the car chase. So, you know, if you're going to make an action movie, it's pretty great to be part of the action.
Sure. Is this the kind of car chase where you actually at some point did get up to some pretty good speeds and do some real moves, or was it all pretty much quick edits and you didn't really go that far?
No, and what's amazing about it is, you know, it's not effects or CG or anything. Like, these things are actually happening. What they do is it's called a top rider, and they have a stunt driver installed in this sort of cage above the car. And then the director did his own camera operation and was kind of hanging off the passenger seat. And we would nearly collide, you know, at breakneck speeds with trains and other cars and walls. And I mean, it was pretty, obviously everything's really laid out very carefully and they've tested it and nothing bad's going to happen.
But, they do have a don't kill Maggie Grace policy.
Add the other car in later in post. It's really there.
Wow, that's amazing.
A guy on top of the car strapped onto it driving.
I know, it's sort of a great, you know, you're just hoping the big guy upstairs.
Wow. Now tell us, how can we get past our initial fear, which is no one's dumb enough to screw with Liam Neeson's character again after what he did in the last movie? How do we get past that? Like who goes after this guy's family again?
Well, it's a vendetta from the first one. It's sort of an honor killing that they want recompense for the events of the first film. So it's not a coincidence, and no, I don't get Taken again. Everyone's like, Taken too? How can you get retaken? But no, the tables are definitely turned. My character's parents are abducted, and they're targeting the whole family. So it definitely still has that primal fighting for the people we love the most.
Well, here's a clip from Taken 2. This is, again, Liam Neeson talking about his particular set of skills that he has to deal with trouble that he gets into.
How's it going?
Listen to me carefully, Kim. Your mother and I are going to be taken. And people are going to come for you, too. Leave the place where you are. Go to where the book is I told you about. There's a door. Go into the room and hide in the closet. You got that?
Yes.
Go. Now.
It's on. It's on.
It's on.
Maggie, it sounds awesome. We're so excited about this one.
I am too. I'm really excited. And I promised my friend Domenica that if I did your station, I would give her a shout out because she listens every day.
Oh, hi, Domenica. Awesome. Thanks, Domenica.
Hi.
And Maggie Grace, thank you. We always love having you on the Kevin Bean Show. Good luck with the film. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye now. All right. We have tickets for our Breakfast with the Black Keys. This is the final pair.
What?
This is it. And when we say this is it, we mean this is it. So if you want to play Listener-okey, that's what we're going to be doing. You call, you sing. You entertain us with a Black Keys song.
So you pick your favorite Black Keys song, and you just sing the hell out of it. And I guess we decide the final pair of tickets. Someone who sings next is going to win the tickets. If you want that to be you, if you want to be here with us, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. We'll talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean Show on Kip.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 24 minutes after 8 o'clock.
That band, Blink-182, has performed in the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock, and up next, it's going to be the Black Keys, and they are playing Friday morning live with us. Kevin and Bean, that's us. We interview them, you help us interview them, and you get a chance to see them play live. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. What's this one called?
Listener-okey, that's the game we're going to play. Listener-okey, come and sing and don't be lame.
This has the potential to be disastrous.
Oh, they all do. Every time the listeners sing, of course.
I mean, there's a reason these people aren't singers. But if they love the Black Keys, they can show it by singing their favorite Black Keys song. And then I guess we just do the best we can to decide who is the most worthy. Melissa is going to get us going. She is on line one. Hi, Melissa. You know, this is the last pair of tickets for this breakfast.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, take it easy.
Okay, you sound enthusiastic. That's a good sign. What song are you going to be doing for us?
I believe I'm going to be doing Lonely Boy.
Lonely Boy. Good choice. All right, let's hear a little. Good luck.
Well, I'm so above you, and it's plain to see, but I came to love you anyway. So you pulled my heart out, and I don't mind bleeding. Any old time you keep me waiting, waiting. Ooh.
All right, all right.
Enough.
My favorite part was that. Yeah, me too. All right, Melissa, clearly, she sings in the shower or along with the radio or something. Thank you for the call, my dear. We appreciate it. Let's try Dennis up next. He's on line two.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's your song?
I'm doing Tighten Up.
All right, you got a lot of competition. Melissa is leading so far. Of all the ones we've had, she's the best. But let's see what you do.
Yeah, she's amazing.
All right, here's Dennis.
All right, here we go. I wanted love. I needed love. Most of all. Someone said true love was dead. I'm bound to fall for you.
That's pretty good. That's actually pretty good. All right.
All right, hold on.
Thank you, Dennis. You're in the running. Let's try Gabby, line four. Hi, Gabby. Thanks a lot for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Breakfast with the Black Keys, final tickets to join us at the Red Bull on Sounds. What's it called?
Yeah, Red Bull Sound Space.
Here at K-Rock. What song are you going to be doing for us?
Little Black Submarine.
Are you going to be doing the slow part or the fast part?
The fast part.
I guess we'll hear.
All right, here we go. Good luck, Gabby.
Here's Gabby.
Okay.
Here's, and now, here's Gabby.
Sorry. Can I do the beginning? Sorry.
Here's Gabby.
All right. Last chance. Here's Gabby.
Little black submarine.
That was Gabby, ladies and gentlemen. That was Gabby. Thank you very much. Let's go to Denny real quick. He's on line eight. I don't feel like we got our little black submarine on with Gabby. Let's see if Denny can do it some justice. Hi, Denny.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
All right.
She's hot, dude. Yeah. She's hot. All right.
Hey, I just packed my ball. Check this out. Little black submarine operator, put me back on that line. Told my girl I'd be back, operator. This is wrecking my mind.
Now, is this before you smoked out, right? You just packed the bowl. You haven't smoked it yet.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was pretty good. All right, thank you, Danny. All right. Let's do one more. Let's make it Travis. He's line seven. Travis going to sing his favorite Black Keys song, try to win his way into the breakfast. Hi, Travis.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, Lisa May.
Hello.
What's your song?
My song is Howlin' for You.
Oh, great choice. Good one.
Here's Travis.
All right. Mockingbird, can't you see? Little girl's got a hold on me like glue. Baby, I'm howling for you.
I like your guitar part, but I will tell you, you made that song so white. You do not bring the soul that the Black Keys bring, but thank you for playing anyway. All right, recapping. We had Melissa who did Lonely Boy. She was our first caller. Then we talked to Dennis, and he did some Tighten Up. And then we had Denny who did Little Black Submarine. I think we had Travis who did Howling for You.
That's right.
Okay. Who do you guys like?
Off the top of my head, I kind of like Melissa.
I did, too. I like the first one.
Let's go to Melissa, line one.
All right. Oh, my God. Lisa, I want to lick you. That is so awesome.
That can happen, too.
If you have to, you have to.
That can happen, too.
Absolutely can happen.
Right.
So, come on. You guys rule.
No, you rule. Great job with Lonely Boy. You'll be seeing the Black Keys sing it. You're coming to the breakfast of the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. Way to go.
Awesome. Meet me in the shower for the song. That's
all
awesome.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on.
Listen to Rokey. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Rokey. You suck and we're lame.
Hey, and ho. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 837.
Two of your favorite things right there in one Lumineers song. Where's Weird Al, by the way?
Not coming until 9.
Where the F is Weird Al? Best human on earth ever.
Look at your schedule, 9 a.m.
What do we got now? Corolla?
We got Corolla.
Yeah, great.
That was nice.
He's not Weird Al.
We love Corolla.
Yeah, he's not. Is he Weird Al?
No, he's not Weird Al.
He's nice to stop by.
Hey, Adam Corolla.
Hey, not Cedric the Entertainer.
Hey, Adam, before we, of course, Adam Carolla is the man, Irvine Improv, Wednesday, October 17th. Tickets available through adamcarolla.com and the podcast and the book. And I want you to tell us, because we have not talked about it on the radio yet, about your new business venture, the Mangria.
Oh, my God.
Tell me about the Mangria.
What a story. I was sitting around trying to catch a buzz one night, as I'm apt to do, in my kitchen. I had half a glass of red wine left in a bottle, and that was it. So I dumped it into a glass, and I realized this is not going to do. So I dumped some vodka into that glass, and it tasted like hell. So then I dumped a little bit of orange juice and put a little lemon in there, and I put some ice in it, and I stirred it up, and next thing you know, liquid heaven. It reached my tongue. And I didn't
wait, it was just accidental? You were just grabbing random things to make it until it tasted good?
No. I mean,
It sounds like you tried a couple things and then that didn't work. So then you put in some motor oil and that didn't work.
It was transmission fluid, but yeah. And I just kept mixing, and eventually I yelled Eureka.
Okay.
And Excelsior, I think is what I yelled. And then I invented something called Mangria, and it's, you know, sangria, but it's got a kick. And I loved it. So I started making up batches and bringing it with me to parties and stuff, and people dug it. And then eventually I decided, I got to bottle this stuff myself. So I hooked up with this guy in wine country, and he's a bottler, and he makes all these wines. And I gave him the recipe, and we experimented back and forth, and we came up with the final recipe. And now the bottles are selling like hotcakes. You can get them on my website, and we start shipping like on Monday.
Okay, but
it's out there, and it's awesome.
Is it wine?
It's wine that has, like, you know how regular sangria is like wine but watered down?
And with some fruit juice or something in it, right?
Yeah, this is wine but kicked up a notch.
Oh. I gotcha.
Chicks love it. The gays go, they turn cartwheels for this stuff. And dudes like it, too. It's like a wine cooler for dudes.
Adam, isn't it? I mean, aren't there so many regulations, government things, that hoops you have to jump through if you're going to start manufacturing and selling alcohol? That seems like biting off a lot.
Yeah, there is. And basically, you leave it up to the expert who does this for a living to do it. But there's things like you can't mix vodka and red wine and then ship it. You know, everything. By the way, every time you have one of these conversations, at some point it gets back to Smokey and the Bandit. There's some discussion.
Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah. because that's what it is. It's just another stupid rule. There's local ones, there's federal ones. We make our vodka. Our vodka is grape-based. It tastes like vodka, but it's actually distilled from grapes. So thus, like beating the IRS on a technicality,
gotcha.
You can mix
get away with
the
it.
Hard stuff.
I don't know who we're talking to now.
What's it going to cost me for a bottle of Mangria?
I think it's about $14.
Wow, good deal.
Yeah, it's good, and it'll knock you on your butt.
Okay, AdamCarolla.com if you want to try the Mangria. It's the sensation that's sweeping the nation. Congratulations
that's
on that.
That's right.
Adam Carolla joins us every week here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at 3 and going up to number 1. First, a lot of controversy in the NFL. We always talk about it, raising the goalpost and all that stuff. You know, the other thing that drives me nuts is when they do the, well, not enough to overrule the call on the field. That's what happened with the Packers-Seahawks game.
Right.
You know, they called it an interception, and the guy goes under the hood, and there's just not enough to overturn what had previously been called on the field. And my thing is who cares what was called on the field? Go under the hood and tell me what you see.
Amen.
There should be nothing to overturn.
Yeah, I think the ruling is it has to be overwhelming evidence.
Yeah, or even if the criteria is enough to overturn something, why do you even want to go under the hood with that in advance? You just go over the hood and say fair or foul. The guy called it fair. And then everyone said to me, well, how's that going to work? Because you need an NFL guy there, and he's going to be on site, and he's going to be aware of what's going on, and he'll have pre-knowledge of what was called on the field. And that's when I came up with maybe my greatest invention ever.
Okay.
The NFL repay... All right, I'll say it again.
Try it again. Take two.
The NFL replay GIMP.
The NFL replay GIMP.
Wake up. Go get the GIMP. Wake him up. Wake him up. He'd be like, what happened on the field? Don't worry, GIMP, and you just keep beating him. You just keep beating him. Put your head under the hood, GIMP, and tell us what. Don't even tell us. Thumbs up or thumbs down. No, you can't talk. And just keep flogging him as he's walking and beating the guy. He's wearing leather chaps and the GIMP mask. He's got the ball in his mouth. He's all chained up. And he just comes out. He's just hung up. He's sleeping. Suspended, you know, in the bowels of the stadium.
Right.
Every stadium will have their own NFL replay GIMP. And he comes out, the crowd goes nuts. When they see this guy drooling, coming out with a weird, you know, gape, he's got a weird walk because he just got woken up, and you're flogging him. Some guy looks like, I'm trying to think, Zed. Yeah, some guy looks like that guy Zed. He's just beating him the whole time. Some kind of cop outfit is just beating him with a strap the whole time.
I love it.
And then he just comes out, and he holds up a very shaky thumbs up or a very shaky thumbs down. It's the NFL replay GIMP.
No,
he doesn't even know what he's doing. He doesn't know where he is.
It's brilliant. And he's not tainted by having a preconceived notion of what the play was. He didn't see it. He was still asleep in a dungeon or something at that point. No, you're
onto something. With the game.
Right.
He doesn't know about our society at all. He's a sexual slave. You understand? He's the NFL replay GIMP. Would the crowd go nuts when that guy got dragged out onto the field?
Yes, they would.
Of course.
Yes,
that's
brilliant.
Oh, and you got some cop who's, you know, like but pro wrestling kind of cop.
Right,
you know,
sure.
Shirt undone to his navel.
Yeah, when you're running things, man.
By the way, when you're playing a cop in either a porn movie or pro wrestler, button your shirt up, because I haven't seen a lot of cops' belly buttons. Have you? Have you
no.
ever been pulled over? The guy goes, you know how fast you're going? And you go, you know I'm looking at your entire chest right now, right? That doesn't pass muster at the precinct, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You want to pass for a cop? Button up your shirt.
Agreed.
And don't roll up your sleeves.
No, wait, either. Is this part of the GIMP? I don't understand.
No, I'm just saying, we got to have a guy who's a GIMP wrangler who drags him out of the field and is beating him just mercilessly with a belt
okay.
the whole time.
All right.
I like that.
Good.
And, you know, just for a little added flavor, he makes a bad hometown call, like thumbs down, and everyone starts booing. The cop just starts really opening up on him.
He just pulls a gun. He just pulls a gun and kills him.
And the crowd loving it. He's just yanking him back to his GIMP cage.
It'll be tough to get people to apply for the GIMP job, but I think the rest of us will enjoy it.
Oh, you know, there's people do anything out there to get on YouTube. Hell yeah.
That's true.
All right, I've used up too much time. Should I skip the number one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I've been traveling a lot, and everyone's got a sense of humor, and everyone's getting cute, especially the hotels. And there used to just be, back in the day, you guys remember, do not disturb or make up my room was
right.
the other side of it.
Right.
Now they have all these super cutesy novelty ones, and I've been collecting them. There's the one that says, brainstorm. It's really coming down in here. Come back when it clears up.
Oh, what?
Which is, first off, I sound like a pompous ass. I'm not doing anything except for either...
Careful.
Having at myself, taking a nap, or watching SportsCenter, or a combination of those three.
That's it, right.
There's no brainstorming going on in here. Plus, as a comedian, I sound like a total jackass. Like, oh, this guy brought his own car to explain to him what a genius, how much thinking. And by the way, you can come in and clean up after I'm done creating in here. But, yeah, there's a brainstorm, and it's really coming down in here. Then there's just the ones that just say, tranquility. Which never put me in a good mood. It never makes me feel tranquil. It makes me angry.
Right.
And then the last one I saw was it says, I need a moment. And then it says, then there's a dash and it says, make it 30 moments.
I have not seen that one.
It doesn't even make any sense.
I'm just saying, can we just tell the person that's cleaning the room, don't disturb me?
Yeah, yes or no.
When did that become pejorative? Like, don't disturb me. And then also with the stupid brainstorm ones, they don't have anything on the other side. So I don't know what the makeup sign is.
Ah.
I don't know how to do that, and I'm not used to it. I'm just saying, was the old one broken? Look, it's just the same as the bathrooms that have the super cutesy male and female, and you got a little buzz going, and you're standing there trying to figure out, am I a gaucho? What am I? Jeez, that's a skirt she's wearing, right? Are those hot pants? Are those culottes?
We are complicating. We're complicating things beyond what they need to be. When you had something that was so simple that worked for hundreds of years, just leave it alone.
And never entertained.
Exactly.
I'm never standing outside the bathroom at a stupid restaurant going, hey, Steve, come over here. You got to look at this. This is awesome. This really made my meal.
AdamCarolla.com is where you go to see about all things Ace Man, including Wednesday, October 17th, on stage at the Irvine Improv. Tickets are available for just $25. The new book is not Taco Bell material. You can also order your Mangria and, of course, download the Fine Family of Adam Carolla podcast. Talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Hey, Weird Al, I love you.
Don't talk about Weird Al like that.
Love you so much, Weird Al.
I'm gonna say something that shocks.
I love you.
I'm gonna say something that's gonna shock you guys. Weird Al's a dick. You know why? Doesn't like it when people grab his leg and don't let him leave the room. That's what I just found out about Weird Al.
I'm sure you did.
You jump on him and grab his leg, hold him down. He's not so fun anymore after that. I'll tell you that.
Bean likes Weird Al too much.
How dare you?
So Weird Al didn't go for the duct tape.
The great I still got it in the trunk, man. I got plans.
Okay.
The great Al Yankovic joins us in studio coming up next here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, Brad Williams is here in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. You can follow him on Twitter at FunnyBrad and should. And you can see him on stage at the Lovitz October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Tickets available just $20 at thelovitz.com. Brad also does the popular podcast About Last Night through iTunes or the GoCast Network. What's going on right now?
I know, Bean, you like to stay current, right?
I try.
You try to stay current. You like things that are happening now.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, I have breaking news.
Okay, fantastic.
That everyone is going to love and has been anticipating for a long time.
Okay.
Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta are releasing a Christmas album this year.
Like, I haven't already pre-ordered that.
Oh,
come on.
Right.
Give me something I don't know.
Wait, whoa, really?
Wait till you see the album cover. Did you see the cover, Brad?
I saw the cover.
Wait, I thought you were kidding.
No, why? I'm not kidding.
Why?
30 years. It's only 30 years after Grease.
Why?
It's only 30 years, Kevin.
Yeah, my question is why?
Because that's what the people want. People always
that's
talk about
wants.
Grease. You go out to the high schools, the junior highs,
they're
the
talking
clubs.
About Grease?
They're all talking about Grease.
I didn't
they're
know
all
that.
Talking about doing the hand jive and Grease Lightning.
I got to get out
about
more.
That.
It's been a long time since John Travolta has sung, by the way. It's
long enough that I don't need him to.
Most people don't even know he's a singer.
Why?
Huh. Why?
I wish there was some sort of dramatic, like, telenovela, like, person just can yell out, Por qué?
Yeah.
Por qué, John Travolta?
Weird.
It's so weird. That's actually happening. And, yeah, the album cover that Bean was referencing was him and Olivia Newton-John sharing a cup of cocoa. By a fire.
Oh, my God.
You're in show business, right, Brad?
That's what they tell me.
Tell me about the hairpiece or whatever he's got going on. What's happening to Travolta's head?
So weird.
Most of it moved to his eyebrows, first of all.
Yes. Doesn't it look so weird?
Yeah, John Travolta now looks like he's from Glendale.
I don't know what's going on
right?
with him.
Right? Hey, you know, you come by.
He looks like...
Come by, I'm with Olivia Newton-John. I sing song, yeah? I sing song, yeah? Dracar Noir? You like Dracar Noir?
I have Dracar Noir.
They got their heads together and their cups of cocoa in front of the
Why
fire.
Why do you have that so available?
I just brought it up so you guys could see it when Brad started talking about it. Plus, I'm pre-ordering.
Oh, boy. Let's get to a topic that's a little bit more awesome. How about Sofia Vergara?
Yes!
How about that?
So hot. So hot. Dude!
Sophia's so hot. Sofia Vergara. And this is why she's not just a pretty face. She's real. She's got a great personality. She said in a recent interview, let's be real. My breasts are the reason why I'm on television. My breasts have opened doors for me.
I like boobs.
Yeah.
Big boobs.
By the way, I'm only 4 foot four. I can't reach some doorknobs. Can I get Sofia Vergara's breasts to open some doors for me?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? That'd be great.
You never hear people admit that, though.
Yeah.
Like, especially for the people who it's true of. Most of those people would never admit
it. And by the way, I will say this, in all seriousness, she is a terrific comic actress.
She is.
She's very, very talented as well. Yeah. It's not just that she's attractive with a great body.
Plus,
melons.
Yes.
She does have great cans.
Absolutely. And she says, let's face it, I'm not on TV for my intelligence. I want to show this body off while I still have it.
Big ones, right?
Yeah. And I already know that I'm going to get a breast lift. I would say that there should be a dwarf housing project under Sofia Vergara's boobs.
I like it.
I think you could fit a few of us down there. You know?
You don't want to share, though.
I get one for myself.
All right.
You know, we can put five under the other one. You know, I'm successful. I'm doing things in this business.
Your rack is unreal.
This is all very fascinating, but Weird Al's in the next room, Brad. So wrap it up, buddy.
So let's talk more about boobs then.
Let's do.
All right.
Giant size cans.
Well, let's get right to celebrity birthdays then so we can get to
Don't
Mr. Weird Al.
Don't let him scare you off just because he's got
he's
a hard
bigger
on.
Than me.
I know.
He's much bigger than me. He's huge. Al Sharpton is 58 years old today. His hairpiece is 15. Greg Proops is 53. Get his podcast. It's a great podcast. Drummer Tommy Lee of Motley Crue is 50
when
years
your
old.
Life looks at you funny. Take the fast lane.
All right. Yeah. Kevin Richardson of the Backstreet Boys is 41.
You know, if you mess with the bull, go for the gold.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Lena Headey. Terminator,
what just happened to you?
Sorry, I got a Kevinism right there.
Right.
And now a moment with Brad.
That's right.
Jeez. Yeah, the girl from Game of Thrones and 300. She's 39 today. I can't pronounce her name. Nev Campbell is 39 from Scream, Party of Five.
If you mess with the bull, get back on that horse.
That's what I sounded like. And, of course, Gwen Stefani is 43. Happy birthday, Gwen. And we'll see you soon at the Gibson Amphitheater. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter patter on the show.
Are you ready for Weird Al Yankovic?
Weird Al Yankovic, ladies and gentlemen, back on the Kevin and Bean Show here on the World Famous Star Rock. Hi, Al.
Hey, I never get tired of the Weird Al sound package. That's so cool.
Well, we have it prepared in case you die. We've got the obituary ready to go.
That. That's the obit pack.
I hardly recognize you in person. This is crazy. It's like old school Kevin and Bean.
Bean is here just because you're here, Al.
I will move back to L.A. today if you tell me that you and I can hang out.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Al, I love having you in, but it means 3 weeks of having to deal with Bean's excitement.
I'm so sorry.
And that kind of drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Al, you must have...
Not your fault.
There must be lots of fans like me, though, who have been into you for 30 years and still get excited.
Not
and
like you,
gleeful.
No. Really? You're pretty much the only one.
Bean tweets him and emails him. Al's probably like, oh my God, this guy won't leave me alone. You know, you can block people on Twitter, right?
My wife is like, do we need a restraining order? No.
By the way, when I bought the house next to you, Al, I had no idea. I mean, it was when the realtor said to me, you're never going to believe who lives next door, I'm like, what?
Yeah, sure.
Well, the reason Al is here
is... What about the house on the other side of him that you bought as well?
He has a lot going on, including another show tomorrow night performing at The Grove, the City National Grove of Anaheim. Did that used to be called something else, Al? That name doesn't...
We don't talk about that anymore.
It was The Grove.
It was just The Grove, and now it's the City National. So they got a sponsor. They got all fancy.
Oh, it's the man owns it now.
That's right. Yep. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com tomorrow night to see the great Weird Al. And here's what I was telling Kevin earlier today. And you know this, by the way, Al. Everybody that goes to see Weird Al says before he goes to the show, I'm going to go see Weird Al. It's probably going to be okay. And they come away and they're going, it was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my life. People are stunned at how much work you do on stage.
I appreciate that. And I have to say, you know, you came to my show recently in Seattle.
I did.
And actually paid for tickets. And I keep telling you, Bean, you're Bean. You don't need to pay for tickets. I know people that can get you free Weird Al tickets.
Not you, but other people.
I know people that know people.
Right.
And what a show it was, because I've seen you a number of times over the years.
How many times, Bean?
I mean, honestly, it hasn't been that many. No, I've probably seen Al six times, probably, all together, I think. I mean, going back, you know, to the 80s.
Do you cry at each one?
No, but I did get I got the white nerdy sweatshirt. I do have the white nerdy sweatshirt, so I'm ready for winter. I'll tell you that when that comes. But your band, by the way, you've been with the same guys since what, 1982?
That's right. I've had the same drummer since 1980, same bass player and guitar player since 82. So you have job security in the Weird Al organization.
How does that happen? That never happens in bands. That's unbelievable.
I hope I never break up.
Do they play with other people?
Well, you know, when I'm not on the road or in the studio, yeah. I mean, they do other stuff to stay busy. They have their own home studios and they do other gigs. But it's sort of like I'm their main gig. So it's like whenever I'm out on the road, they're
so they go, oh, you're a musician. And the guy goes, yeah, I play drums. They go, for who? And you go, oh, we don't know. You think that's how it goes?
Out of the side of their mouth. I don't know why.
But isn't the fascinating thing for your musicians, and what are the chances you could run into this group of guys so long ago that would continue to be able to do the kind of music that the way it's changed over the decades? I mean, your guys have to be able to play reggae. They have to be able to play hard rock. They have to be able to play country, polka, everything.
I got very lucky. I mean, I ran into these guys at the very beginning of my career, and not only are they amazing musicians, they're just really cool guys. There's no drama on the road. There's no conflict. We have fun. We're like a little family on a tour bus. And like you said, yeah, they play every genre imaginable.
You are bringing out some of the older songs this time. I mean, it had been a long time since I see you do My Lasagna, and you did
My
some,
Lasagna,
did
yes.
some Spam.
My Lasagna.
My Bologna. but, you know, yeah.
Look, food.
And Lasagna.
Fill in the blank.
I was thinking of Lasagna to the tune of La Bamba, which you also did, in addition to My Bologna, in addition to, you know, all the... But
being
I mean,
screwed up on a Weird Al song.
You're one of those artists, though, that has so many songs that you can't play them all. You got to pick and choose when you put
the set
list together.
We might do that in Anaheim. We might do like a Bruce Springsteen. Or we'll play till dawn, basically.
Wow.
Play all night long. We'll be sweeping up afterwards.
Do people shout out songs they want to hear? Does that happen?
Eat it! You eat it!
It's not the set list! Right. But thanks for asking!
Is Eat It the one you have to do?
There are several that I have to do. There's like a half a dozen songs which, if we didn't play them in the live show, there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth, rioting in the street. So like about half the tour changes and half of it has to stay the same because there's certain songs that we have to play.
Do you put those songs, those five or six songs, into a montage like some artists do?
They
play like 30 seconds of it.
I mean, we play, you know, Amish Paradise and Fat and Yoda and all the hits in their entirety, but there is a section in the middle of the show, the fabulous medley, where Edith
can
really get the medley and a lot of the parodies that are funny for like a minute and then like, yeah, let's hear something else now.
Right.
Even you grow tired of those songs after a minute.
Well,
White and Nerdy is your biggest hit.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the one that sold the most. Platinum single.
I am the White and Nerdy. I am no longer the Eat It guy. I am the White and Nerdy guy.
Well,
thank you.
How about
is that?
That
a graduation or?
How hard was it for you to learn to rap, Al?
You know,
that's a particular set of skills.
That comes from within, Al. You can tell.
You know, I am from the hood, as you well know.
That's right.
And I think it's innate. It's part of my DNA.
You grew up very close to Compton, right?
Yeah, Linwood. Yeah, I was like 50 feet from the Compton border, so I've got the cred. Yeah, thank you.
You were a member of NWA, if I remember correctly.
We had creative differences,
oh,
so
that's
we
right.
had to go our own way.
Yeah. They hired Eazy-E when Al left, though, so it worked out okay for the band as well. No, but I'm serious. When rap came along, was that a genre that you felt comfortable in trying to do?
I don't feel comfortable doing anything, but I just give it my best shot. You know, I used to say that rock and roll was invented for kids who couldn't sing very well, and then rap was invented for kids who couldn't sing at all.
Okay.
So I try to roll with it.
Tomorrow night at the City National Grove of Anaheim, the great Weird Al on stage. Fun for the whole family. You can get your tickets through Ticketmaster.com. When we come back, we have to talk about Weird Al, the book.
Which Bean says he's memorized.
Ask me any question about the book. I read it yesterday. I've committed it to memory. Yeah, this is...
Would you be more comfortable if we had him kicked out of the studio?
I'm wearing the same shirt that I'm wearing on the book cover, so you'd recognize me.
Thank you. I was concerned about that.
Oh, yeah, he needs that.
This has been a long time coming. People have been asking you to write a book for a long time.
We need to break.
What? I'm talking to Al.
I know. Take it easy.
I'm talking to Al.
We need to take a break.
I'm talking to Al.
You'll talk to Al in a minute.
Okay. When gay marriage is legalized in California, then... You and me, Al?
I get that. Al has a wife.
Don't we all?
She's
by
not
going to
approve, yes.
Don't we all? Come on, they're just beards when it comes to me and Al. Weird Al is in studio because tomorrow night he'll be playing in Anaheim at the City National Grove. Tickets are available now through Ticketmaster.com.
That's not why I'm here, Bean.
Right. Do yourself a favor and see Al in concert if you have not yet, or if it's been a while, go see him again because he has changed up a lot of stuff for the new show. It's great. And also, Weird Al, the book is out. So I knew you were coming in, Al, so I went to the Grove in L.A. yesterday, to the Barnes & Noble store down there. I wanted to buy a few extra copies.
I can get you free copies.
So I wanted to have you sign some copies that I could give to people for Christmas this year. I thought, what a great Christmas
gift.
That's
a great idea.
And Lisa, please pretend to be surprised when yours arrives, by the way.
Okay.
So I went in there, and Al, I guess you had done an in-store there over the weekend, and before you, when you left, you signed a whole bunch of copies.
That's right.
But I didn't want to buy signed copies because I was having you sign them to my friends. So I'm in the store going, I want to buy Weird Al's books, but do you have any that aren't signed? And they're looking at me like I'm an idiot. They're like, it doesn't cost any extra to get the one that Al signed. I'm like, no, that guy's a dick, man. I don't want that. So it was very confusing for them why this guy would want to buy Al books that aren't signed. But
were you jumping up and down while you were waiting?
That's a good tip for you also, by the way. If you want to buy Al's book, and you should, Weird Al the book, buy it at the Barnes & Noble store there at the Grove because they got a bunch of autographed versions. So
Ooh. There
you go. Let's talk about the book.
Okay, let's.
Tell me about it.
208 pages. It's in color. What else do you need to know?
That's it. That's good enough.
Why now? I mentioned that people have been asking you to write a book for a long time. Why did you decide now's the time to finally anthologize?
Well, we did all the charts and graphs and extrapolated the lines, and we found out that October 1st, 2012 was the day in history on the space-time continuum to release this book. This is the time when people would appreciate it the most.
Wow. Who knew?
Who knew?
I have been following you for a long time, but there were stories in there that I had not heard. Tell me about opening for missing persons.
You haven't heard that one?
Where was that? In Santa Monica?
The Santa Monica Civic. That was 1982. This is prior to my first album coming out, prior to me doing any kind of real tour. And I was booked to open for missing persons, which I enjoy missing persons. I thought, they're a very cool pop new wave kind of group, and I'm sure that their audience would appreciate the accordion stylings of Weird Al.
Before anybody who knew who you were.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there was a cult following through Dr. Demento, but yeah, basically, yeah, I was an unknown, and people, you know, they didn't quite appreciate me. Their audience was not simpatico.
What does that mean exactly to your health?
The front row was wearing spiked dog collars. I think they're a little bit more hardcore than I was used to playing to, and we were basically pelted for the full 45 minutes that we were on stage.
Wow! What did they throw?
Anything that wasn't nailed down, essentially, like chair
and stuff,
anything. And I've never even seen this with an act before. They didn't even applaud or anything. Like after every song, just boo.
Wow.
How do you keep going for 45 minutes?
I was getting paid. I was professional. I'm getting paid $50, you know.
Unbelievable.
But and to this day, people will come up to me and say, oh, I saw you at the Missing Persons show in 82. And I said, oh, what did you throw at me?
Was that the worst gig you ever had?
I'd have to say so, yeah.
Did they throw food?
Probably.
Because that could get nasty.
You know, but the change.
The change could hurt.
I remember. The change hurt, but after the curtain went down, everybody in the band scrambled for the nickels and dimes on the floor. That's where we were in our lives.
That sounds like a sad strip club.
Yes.
I would imagine, particularly after that experience, opening for other acts was not the way to go, right?
No.
Did you decide that let's just have our own shows? They may be smaller venues, but at least everybody will be there to see us,
That's exactly right. I made that decision. Like, even if we're playing to three people, I would rather not be an opening act for a while because that was traumatic.
I can't even imagine what it was like in the early days, though, when people, you know, were just getting to know you or knew you from one or two songs, to go out there and try to put a tour together and try to get people to come see you. It must have been...
It was tough at the beginning.
How do you find venues even to play for an accordion act?
You know, it was tough because our agent at the time thought, oh, you're a comedy act. We'll book you in comedy clubs. And we, I think one of our first shows was at Nashville and Zanies, or Zanies in Nashville, I should say. And a comedy club, a very nice comedy club, but I mean, comedy stages are not built for a rock band. They're built for a guy with a microphone, maybe a piano. And, our band was so crammed on that stage, our guitar player had to hold his guitar upright. We had, amps literally on people's tables in the audience. It was just, we had to tell our agent, like, yeah, no, I think rock clubs from now on.
And now, since you've had these same guys and they suffered in the tours in the van, driving across country and everything like that, now you guys are rolling deep, right? It's all like G6 Jackson. Hookers as flight attendants and gold toilets, the whole deal,
that's
right?
That's how I roll, Bean. Absolutely. Yeah.
Everybody knows that about Al. You know anything about Al? You know it's the hookers and the G6.
That's what he's famous for, right? Weird Al, the book is what it's called, and it really is so much fun because it's your story. You contributed a lot to it. It's not
it's
just
me
like,
in book form.
It's not just like you hired some dude to write the story, though.
Well, I kind of did.
Well, you did that, too. But then you went in and added a bunch of stuff to it and everything. And
yeah.
Told the stories behind all the songs and all the videos. There's hey, tons
Bean,
of memorabilia.
Bean, breathe. What? Take it easy. Breathe.
I'm trying to sell the book.
Breathe in.
Tell me about the letter
out.
From Capitol Records.
In
when you're
out.
20 years old.
20 years old. Which letter are you thinking of?
The letter where they paid you for My Bologna.
Yes, I got paid a sum total of $500 for the master of My Bologna and the flip single, and that was a lot of money to me at the time. But this is how the record industry works. When I was to re-record My Bologna for my first real album, Capitol Records charged me $1,000 for the rights to re-record it.
Oh, yes.
So you lost money on that.
That's how the record industry works. I learned early how the record industry works.
It's so funny, though, when you duplicate that letter in the book, I go, at the time, Al thought, this is as good as it's ever going to get.
Absolutely.
I have reached the pinnacle so far beyond what I thought I was going to do with my silly parody songs. Look at this. They're paying me $500 to put out a single.
I'm on the same label as the Beatles, for crying out
right.
loud. You know?
And then every step of the way, you are always surprised by what happens next.
I'm still surprised.
Including ending up in my trunk after this interview.
What?
That's not going to be something that you ever saw coming.
We're going to need to call security to help Al out.
Weird
Keep
Al the book
in.
Is available everywhere. You can buy it online or in stores. And again, The Grove in L.A. If
I've
you
got copies
get
of my trunk, too.
An autographed copy. And Al is on stage with his band performing at the City National Grove of Anaheim. That's going to be tomorrow night. Tickets through Ticketmaster. Yes.
We have tickets.
We do.
Don't forget that.
We do. We have 5 pairs of tickets right now.
You don't need all those.
Tell me about this. Apparently, the giveaway involves a copy of your book and a meet and greet backstage.
What?
Okay.
I'll meet and greet.
So if you are
usually I do one or the other, but I will meet and greet.
If you're a Weird Al fan, you can call right now 1-800-520-1067. See the Weird Al show tomorrow night at the National Grove of Anaheim. Tickets to the show, copy of the Weird Al, the book, and a meet and greet with Weird Al himself. All right, man. Is that it? Are we done?
Yes, we are.
Are we out of time?
I think we're done.
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm scared of you right now, and I didn't need to say a word.
Should I start running now?
Yes, I'm going to head start.
Can you hold on to me?
Yeah.
Hey! No, Al, don't leave!
Come on!
Wait! Oh, no! Al! Hey! Brad Williams filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat today. You can see Brad at the Lovitz Thursday, October 11th, Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th. Tickets are on sale now, thelovitz.com, just $20. By the way, Brad.
Yes, sir.
I don't know anything about the etiquette for young single players like you, but you tweeted something the other day that I had some questions about.
What's that?
You'd been to the doctor, and the doctor told you that you had dwarfism.
Yes.
And you were just you were putting that out there to let all the women know that you might have slept with, to be careful, to be tested themselves?
They should go get checked.
Really?
To see if they have dwarfism.
If they have dwarfism?
Yeah.
Is it passed that way?
Because I'm concerned now. We've shaken hands and stuff. I don't have anything to worry about, right?
No. If you shrink, you'll only go down to like 5'8".
Yeah, okay. That's true. Yeah, normal person size.
I didn't know if dwarfism was airborne or how it works. I don't really know how it's transmitted, but
it's just fine.
But many women that Brad couldn't contact them individually. He had to tweet it.
I had to tweet it.
Yeah.
Gotta get it out there. All right. Let's get to showbiz news. But before we get to showbiz news, what's better than a dwarf giving you the show business news? How about a dwarf giving you garbage tickets?
Yay!
Right. That's right. Garbage. We know them. We love them. They're going to be at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino on Thursday, December 6th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m. But if you're caller 20 right now, 1-800-520-1067, we will give you a pair of tickets for free to see garbage. Awesome. I have breaking celebrity news. Weird Al was just kidnapped outside of the K-Rock studios.
While that didn't happen, he did run. Am I right?
he was running. He ran.
He got out of here as fast as possible.
Al has a lot going on.
Yeah.
I believe the suspect in the kidnapping was reported to say, hi, I just wanted to be friends with Weird Al. I just want to have fun with him.
We're best friends.
We're going to have a tea party later. But so our well wishes to Weird Al, and hope he gets found. You know, he was a great guest, by the way.
Yep, he always is.
He was fantastic. Let's get to Bean's other crush, Taylor Swift.
Tadoff Swindler.
What's going on with T Swizzle?
Tadoff Swindler. Well, as you know, Bean, she's dating the Kennedy.
Connor Kennedy, 18 years old, yes.
Yes, that sounds so creepy saying that. Well, apparently, Taylor has offered, because, you know, she's going on tour, and then you're going to be away from Connor for such a long time, she's offered her private plane to fly Connor wherever, whenever, at whatever time that he wants to come join her wherever she is.
Sweet deal.
Now, that sounds all great and all lovey-dovey, but the Kennedy family not happy about this because Connor's going to a private school, trying to get to an Ivy League college, and they want him to focus on the studies, and he can't be focusing on the studies when Tadoff Swindler is flying him everywhere. That can't happen.
You don't want the Kennedys against you either, I don't think.
No, they're powerful people.
Yeah.
Here's my tip for the Kennedys. Listen. If you want to keep Taylor Swift away from Connor, just surround Connor with deaf kids. Because as we've discovered recently, Taylor Swift hates deaf children.
That's correct.
So she will not go anywhere near Connor if she sees a deaf kid.
That's a good tip.
Right?
That's a good tip.
I thought that was smart. So that's going on. Moving on, let's go with Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl has announced recently that the Foo Fighters are going to take a break. That's right. He announced this at the Global Citizen Festival. He said they've been touring now nonstop for 2 years, and he's just tired. He's tired.
Hey, he's got a right to be tired. No one works harder than Dave Grohl.
Absolutely. I've seen the Foo Fighters live. I believe we all have, and they put on a hell of a show.
Yes, they do.
The night I saw them, they played for 3 hours. 3 hours?
Yep.
And they did an encore, and after 3 hours, they went off stage. The crowd still chanted encore. They are that good live.
Yep.
They're amazing. So, Dave Grohl, you've earned the time off. Take as much time as you need.
And everybody take it easy. They're not breaking up.
They're not breaking up. They will come back because, you know, money's good.
Sure.
And that's fun. And the big news of the day, this is Nicki Minaj is caught on video cursing out Mariah Carey.
Love it.
Right?
Love it so much.
So good. I believe, do we have audio of the fight?
Right there's where she grabbed her. She grabbed her right there.
Right there. Yeah. Oh, good point. Oh, well played.
This is where she shakes her. Wow. All right, Carrie is going down.
Yeah.
What's Nicki Minaj saying? I don't understand.
I believe she's saying, you have normal hair. I don't like it. You should have your hair pink.
Man, oh man, you do not want to hear those two fight.
No. Wow.
So, I just can't believe this even happened. My goodness.
I know. It's a shocker. You can go to TMZ.com for the video of the fight, but it's really just Nicki Minaj cursing at Mariah Carey, threatening to knock her out.
Love it.
Here's what I don't get. What's going to happen now? If they have a knockdown dragout so bad that they have to stop production on the show, send everybody home to cool off, what's it like on set the next day without a strong personality like Simon Cowell used to be to keep those two apart and keep them professional?
I hope they fight.
Randy Jackson and Keith Urban are too passive to stand in the way of those two divas going at each other.
And you can see that in the video. If you see the video, Keith Urban's in the middle, and he doesn't stand up. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
He just kind of like...
He wants to see it.
Yeah.
Bring it
Why
on.
Why not? Who doesn't like a good cat fight?
I hear you.
Cat fight! So, tune in to American Idol this year to see how that develops. What are we going to talk about now? Oh, and then...
we were hoping you knew.
Yeah, right? Speaking of celebrity singing shows, the official hosts of The X Factor have been named. It is Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez. Aren't you guys excited?
Oh, my God.
No.
Could you have anything be less interesting?
No. I know. I mean, out of all the people that you could have hosted, magnetic television personalities that are out there in TV for you to choose from, you go with.
I don't care if it's an unknown.
Kardashian. Yeah.
For God's sakes.
Right. I don't get it. I don't know of too many people that watch Keeping Up the... First of all, I don't know too many people that watch Keeping Up the Kardashians. And I don't know who many that watch Khloe and go, well, I'd like to see what happens there.
Yeah.
I'd like to see her in front of a... Let's see what happens when it's unscripted. Oh, what's going to happen?
Ugh. Not interested. Thank you.
Boring. My thoughts exactly. Let's get to the celebrity birthdays, everybody. Al Sharpton, the Reverend Al Sharpton, is 58 years old today. Comedian and podcaster extraordinaire Greg Proops is 53. Tommy Lee of Motley Crue is 50 years old today. Actor Clive Owen is 48. Kevin Richardson of the Backstreet Boys is 41. Nev Campbell from Scream, Party of Five, 39 years old today. Sean William Scott is 36. Ashley Simpson is 28. And Gwen Stefani, no doubt. She is a darn good-looking 43. I am Brad Williams. Please follow me on Twitter, at FunnyBrad, and I pitter-patter on the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for filling in for Ralph today.
No problem.
Or however you're supposed to say that.
Sure.
We have the writer and the director of Looper on tomorrow's show, Rian Johnson, which is a great movie. Hope you've seen it. If not, please do. But we're going to talk to the writer-director tomorrow. We also have Dr. Drew on the program tomorrow. And we have Stephen Yeun as we start talking about... The Walking Dead.
Yep.
Oh,
almost here.
Yes,
almost here. He plays Glenn. He will be in our studios tomorrow morning on an all-new